Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is a little bit better Steven Miranda.
Dude, you sound a lot better. And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Wednesday night, November 17th.
Episode 6.35, the Week 11 preview show.
Week 11 bye-byes have gone bye-bye, and it is all games.
Back to 16 games a week, starting on Thursday night football with the Chicago Bears traveling to Miami to face Tyler Thigpen and the Miami Dolphins.
Not according to a source I read today.
What source?
I hate bad journalism. Yes. I was trying to get a statistical edge by looking at the home field advantage on Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
And it took me to a gambling site that basically included the sentence that Chad Pennington was, of course, going to be starting, and so he's giving the nod to Miami. And this was posted yesterday.
Pennington's on IR.
I'm like, do you watch football?
Probably not.
I make great predictions and you pay me money? Seriously?
Yes.
Well, the one thing that we can assure you of here at NFL Rants and Raves, besides that you get plenty of towels, is that we actually know who's starting at quarterback.
And speaking of paper towels and your paper towel dispenser.
Guard them.
Please keep your eye on them.
Mind the towels.
We'll tell you why in a moment.
Mind the towels.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
What I want to know is at what point we decided we were going to play hurt again.
Because Stevie,
here I am, you know, still hurt. I'm nowhere near 100%.
I think you're factoring in the big picture that I'm taking off next week. I think you're
so
letting that influence.
One show.
So there would be like one show over the course of 3 weeks or something. If you took this week because you were sick
next week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can.
How do we do a preview show? At the very least, we should do a preview show. We don't do a recap show.
You could have me on the phone.
Ooh.
You know, and I'm up at Adam's house, so I can't even. Maybe a tin can, you know, and a string.
I may have to bring somebody in.
Pinch
hit for
I'm all for that.
A week.
Now, mind you, do you want your mailbox flooded with people who want to? But you got to be here. You got to be
however,
in the room. Otherwise, I'll just do it on the phone.
No. Someone will come in.
A local.
And do the show. Yeah,
but I'm just saying,
local.
We have listeners flying out the wazoo that would love to do it.
If a listener wants to fly out and do the show with me.
No, I mean this flying out our wazoo who would love the opportunity.
And what I'm saying is if they want to fly out to L.A. on their dime and come, you know, be my co-host, go.
That'd be fantastic.
Did you just spill on my floor again?
The lid's on.
Fortunate. Thank you, Trisha, for leaving the lid on the bottle.
Cracked the Diet Pepsi, baby.
With his Diet Pepsi. Anyways, Jeff, so alluding to the paper towel dispensers, Jeff Reed has been given the axe by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What I love is the way that ESPN.com put it. They didn't call him the mercurial Jeff Reed, but it was something like that. It was the unusual.
Enigmatic.
Unusual, I think. Jeff Reed cut by Steelers.
My only question is what took so long?
Well, Steve, we could say that about a lot of things, like the Cowboys firing of Wade Phillips.
What took so long?
We could say that about a lot of things.
What took so long?
Exactly.
So anyways, I hope you are prepared for some new Emma-isms.
Oh, Emma-isms. Hooray.
She's a recording machine, by the way.
Well, she should consider voiceover work for three-year-olds.
And she is quickly learning from her dad, who is one-take Steven.
The one-take wonder.
She is becoming one-take Emma.
Good.
Like I said, Emma say this, and she nails it.
Usually your first take is your best, so you should get it right, because from that point on, it's generally downhill.
My favorite, I think, right now is, ew, that's disgusting.
Haven't heard that one. I look forward to it.
When you hear it, you're going to crack up because, I mean, it is a good one. And she sells it, too. Like, she smells something. That's what she smells. Ooh, that's disgusting. I mean, she sells it
very vicarious. Good.
Lots of news. Let's start in Houston where quarterback Matt Schaub was raced to the hospital.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, they did. Schaub had a bursa sack.
Now, when Peyton Manning had a bursa sack injury, to the best of my knowledge, it didn't require hospitalization.
No. Well, I think this one was kind of like, oh my God, what the hell is going on with your knee? And they raced him to the hospital.
You know, Steven, on the drive-in, I was listening to Sirius FM, Sirius NFL radio, and John Madden, the thing that's best about the Wednesday night show is the drive here.
Yeah.
Because John Madden is on. It's one of the hours that he's on during the week, and he's only on for, I think, an hour. With Adam Schein. And, God, his voice just is horrible. But anyways, and what he was talking about was quarterbacks and why it is that Tom Brady, they were talking about the feature matchup of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and things like that, and why it is that they get hurt so seldom versus what we've seen this season with 16 teams starting new quarterbacks this season, largely because of injury. Occasionally because of performance, but usually because of injury. Why it is, you know, you get Matt Schaub being rushed off to the hospital because of a bursa sack, but it's like, wait, Peyton's had that too.
Yeah.
And then he went to the toughness. He played the toughness card, Steven.
Well, here's what happened. Schaub went through his normal practice on Tuesday. Then he went home. Then he came. I mean, then Tuesday he went back to the facilities and talked. You know, we're talking about how his knee wasn't feeling quite right, and obviously they saw a little something
swelling
there. And so the team doctors evaluated him, and he went back home Tuesday night. But then he got home, and he was like, yeah, something's not right
well,
here.
Well, the bursa sack, when that thing, I can only imagine that if it springs a leak,
yeah,
you're going to get swelling like you can't believe, because that fluid's got to go somewhere.
He actually, my understanding from NFL.com wire reports is that he was taken to the hospital, and he's actually going to spend the night Wednesday night.
Lucky he gets all that great food.
I know, but according to Coach Gary Kubiak, he says the injury will not require surgery, and he expects Schaub to return to practice on Thursday.
Is this Chili saying that Brett Favre's not going to have an MRI? I mean, like I forbid you?
Kubiak said, quote, everything should be okay. I expect him here tomorrow. If that's the case and he's doing what he should normally be doing, he'll be out there.
Well, there you go.
Then why is he spending the night in the hospital?
Yeah, as I said, it's not for the food. It's not for the good night's sleep. There's no reason to spend the night in the hospital. I've spent a few nights in the hospital.
Of course, this could be, obviously, this could just be me. But what I'm thinking to myself here is that Kubiak is looking at the situation. He's saying, yeah, let's see. If Matt Schaub isn't available to go, I have
going
to
go down the depth chart.
Dan Orlovsky out there.
Mister, I don't know where the back of the end zone is.
And he might cause a safety just because he's on the field.
Yeah.
So he's like, everything's going to be okay.
All good.
Hey, look, I will be playing that. He's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
And to John Madden's point on Sirius NFL Radio was, you know, you don't even know who the backups are for Peyton Manning and for Tom Brady and things.
Yeah.
And he says, and frankly, you don't want to know.
Well, we actually got a taste of Painter.
We remember Painter last year. Cursed Painter was
awful.
Yeah, it was a bloodletting.
Don't ever let Painter paint your house, that's for sure.
No. It'll be the color of the pawn shop on Lake. Have you seen the, just north of the church on Lake?
No.
Yeah, the
north
pawn
of Lake
shop.
Avenue Church.
Yeah, just north of my church.
Okay,
on Lake there's been a pawn shop there forever. They all just right. painted
they
it.
Just repainted it.
Yellow.
Ah, yes, because yellow says come in here and pawn your stuff.
You're desperate. The economy's crap. Come sell me your stuff.
I wonder how much they'd give me for this iMac.
I'd give you at least $30. I mean,
30?
cash.
30?
Cash money. I gave you a C note last show.
You know
what do you want from me? I'm tapped.
You know the horrible thing about that is they probably only give you $100 for
no,
the iMac.
No, they rip you off like mad.
Yeah, I know. I hate pawn
I was going jobs. Out last time. I was going out to San Manuel, to the Indian casino to pay my homage to the
yes.
to the Indians.
Yes,
I mean not for the casino, mind
yes.
you. Not
no,
for
no, no,
no.
Well, no, it's always good to go out to the Indian reservation.
Absolutely, and
tell them thank you for allowing
us to steal your
land. Yes,
which you stole from somebody. At some point.
I don't know if they did.
Was there seriously just animals here before they came over the frozen ice bridge from Asia?
I believe so.
There was just animals.
That's it.
No people.
No.
I have a hard time believing
that. Well, then, Jeff, where's the evidence that there were people here before them?
Look, I've been to many archaeological digs. Not in this country.
Okay, there you go. Have you ever found remains of a human before?
No, but virtually everywhere we're...
Un-American.
No matter what my faith orientation is, which is Christian,
yeah.
I the Adam and Eve story, I've always had a little trouble with the historicity.
Yes, with historicity. Did you just make that word up?
No, I actually study theology, so okay. You use words like that, and
historicity.
It's the historical.
I'm going to have to go look it up.
Historical
but that's okay.
Accuracy is called historicity.
Of Adam and Eve.
Yeah, just
you don't,
yeah.
What, you don't believe the serpent came in and started talking to her or something?
I base almost all my theology on the first five chapters of Genesis. Almost all my theology.
Okay.
But whether or not that literally happened is not relevant to my theology at all.
Yes.
The historicity, whether or not it actually took place.
I see.
Where the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers cross in this part, there was a man and there was a woman and they were in a garden. And then they, of course.
And God said that's good.
And God said it's very good, actually, yes. To yes. be precise. And then from that, all humanity sprang forth. I'm not sure.
So basically, you don't.
Because I'm not sure
it
matters.
You don't buy that, you know, because deep down, you're my brother. We're brothers. We're all brothers. We all came from the same people.
Well, that I buy.
Then why don't you buy the history?
The fact that all people can trace themselves back to Abraham.
Yeah. I can only trace myself as far back as 1852. That's about as far as I could go.
Kunta Kinte?
No,
you're
no.
You're my father?
No, I can't. That I can't even go that far.
I'm sorry. I just remember Robin Williams doing a comedy bit where he finally says, "Kunta Kinte, you're my father."
Yeah, Roots.
Roots. Yeah, Haley, man, Alex Haley. Great books. Great books.
All right.
Anyways, it's all to say that so, you know, Adam. Yeah. How do we get in?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We all talking about Matt Schaub and backup quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden you want historicity of Adam and Eve. That's where you went. That's how your mind's working tonight. It's going to be a long show, people, because Jeff's mind is working overtime tonight.
And a mind is a terrible thing.
It is, especially Jeff's. But anyways,
Lonely.
Before we get to other NFL
He's
news.
He's been gone.
Oh, that's what it is.
I'm lonely. I've got two teenagers at home.
Jeffrey's
They're knuckleheads.
Jeffrey's lonely.
I need adult conversation.
He's lonely.
Steven laughs at me. That's beautiful.
What do you want me to do?
I need a hug.
I'm not giving you a hug, especially if Didi's been gone since last Friday.
I won't hang on for more than a minute or two. Jeez.
All right. So before we get to more NFL news, Jeffrey, 50 replies today via Twitter. And Facebook, because I said 6 hours from now we're doing a show.
Yeah, I saw the Twitter.
What do you want us to talk about?
I saw it. That's awesome. First of all, I think that's a real fantastic idea.
I think it was. Thank you very much. I pat myself on the back
now,
too for that.
What you should have done, now that here comes the criticism.
Oh, okay.
You should have pointed people towards the website. We should have thrown up just a page.
Leave your suggestion here.
Duh.
Show suggestions.
Yeah.
Next
duh.
Week.
That's where it's going to be.
You're not going to be on the show next week. So
don't make it go.
Whatever co-host.
Steven, that cuts me.
Does it?
You're not going to be on the show
next
week.
Well, you're not
going
to be here.
You can say you're not going to be on your show next week.
Okay. And you're not going to be on the show next week. How about that?
Our show.
Our show.
Our show. Because there's a sense of ownership here. It's not mine. But it's ours, isn't it?
Not gonna
I feel like I may lose my job.
I just said you're not going to be on the show. That's the show. You
the
always
show.
Made fun of me for saying my mom.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
so
true.
I'm just saying the show. I'm
that
not
was
saying.
Really psycho. He talks to his sister and brother.
On.
And they're talking about the same person, and they say my mom.
When you come from a Spanish
multi-generational family.
Mi mamá. You're always
my
talking
mom.
About mi mama, mi
Dude,
papa.
Why did you just
papa?
Say that?
Because
back a decade ago when I thought it was weird.
Well, I don't know. I always wondered. I always thought you were weird for wondering that it was weird.
I never thought of it in Spanish. You're just translating what you would say in Spanish.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. That's not weird.
I know it isn't.
But you didn't tell me that that was the point.
Well, I thought I maybe should
make
it clear to
you. Because
you
know how often Christy speaks Spanish around me? Never.
No, of course not, because you don't speak Spanish.
I speak enough, and she knows I do.
All right, but she doesn't feel...
No, she's not... Well, just how often does she in front of her husband, who's Caucasian? Not very much.
No.
And so, again, I've never heard it in that context. If I heard it in my mind, I'd be like, whatever, yeah.
Right. Makes sense, right?
Perfect sense.
So there you go.
Now, damn it, that's one less thing I've got to hold over you is ridicule.
I don't know why you ever held it as ridicule to begin with.
It was valid and weird, but now it's not, and now I have one less thing. I mean, I may be down to a handful of things, Stephen, to hang over you.
OMG. We're going to start with the Twitter feed. The Twitter.
You call it whatever Twitter you like, because I'm sure in Spanish it makes sense.
That's right. The Twitter feed first. Someone wants us to talk about Seahawks Mike Williams.
He's cool.
I mean, other than he's had a very decent season.
And in the span of his career, I think there's a guy particularly that I'm thinking of.
Matt Millen
that would be going, where the hell was this play when I drafted you?
That's the next guess.
I gotta
ask Matt Millen what you feel about Mike Williams, dude. I mean, he is tearing it up.
I must say, I am taking quite a liking to Matt Millen.
Really? Because he sort of seems, when I see the ESPN Monday before,
right,
and he's out there on the field with Stu and
Steve Young.
Young.
No, he
Stu
and Steve Young
Steve,
really get into it.
Yeah, I know. But Stu and Steve, they seem like they belong. And Matt's he's in the middle.
Well,
he
he's
seems
in the
like
middle, and he's the bigger
odd
guy.
Yeah, the bigger odd man out. Yeah. They kind of, he's a little
He's wearing
stiff
a mustache,
and
the only one in the NFL allowed to wear a mustache is Tennessee Titans quarterback Jeff Fisher. Head coach. He's the only one in the NFL allowed because he looks cool in it.
Yeah, he does look pretty cool.
And mustaches are out. Unless you're Tom Selleck or unless you are Jeff Fisher, you're not allowed to have a mustache, okay?
All right, so someone wants us to talk about the AFC West and what kind of person Mike Vick has become since his prison term.
Well, those are two different things.
Yeah, so let's take the AFC West first. Why do you want us to talk about that?
That's the worst division in in
the
AFC.
Well, probably the second worst, because the worst right now has got to be the NFC West.
I said in the AFC.
Yeah, in the AFC. AFC. Oh,
but basically all teams this side of, you know, from the Rocky Mountains here, and I include just the other side of the Rocky Mountains where Denver is, are sucky. I mean, the teams will not. This I guarantee, Stephen.
Oh, what do you guarantee?
No, I've got to find the sound because
you actually have one now?
Yeah, I made it for you a long time.
I know I haven't given any guarantees lately.
You haven't?
But I've got a couple this week.
You do? Okay, but I do guarantee this, that there is no team in the West, no matter who comes out of the AFC West or the NFC West, will do nothing in the postseason. They will get crushed.
Ooh. I'll take that bet.
Okay.
What do you want to bet? Let's bet something right now. Double or nothing on the lunch dinner that I owe you.
The lunch dinner.
The steak lunch. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Lunch dinner. Although, probably won't want dinner afterwards because it'll be so good. Now, Steve, we do need to get clear on the lunch. Is that really going to happen in my lifetime, or should I just never make bets? Or what?
Well, your lifetime. What's your lifetime? Well, I'm offering you a double or nothing.
Yeah, you're looking for a way out, and that way out wouldn't be even proven until January.
Okay.
Which you'd love, postponing things.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, because I wanted it a few weeks ago, actually. Yeah. And I'm not saying that there's been a convenient time.
There hasn't been.
I'm not saying that.
Yes.
I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just wondering if it's actually going to happen.
It will happen if you don't make it a double or nothing.
It'll happen? What?
It will happen soon. Well, see, once again, next week, you're gone all next week.
So you had set Monday aside, but I'm going to be gone.
But you're gone.
It's my fault.
Well, actually, not Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, because I would be home, and I would be able to have lunch with you.
That'd be fun.
But
I'll
you're
fly
not
down.
Here.
I'll fly
You'll
down.
Fly down just for Monday, sure. Tuesday lunch?
No, Tuesday shooting day.
Okay. We're sidetracking again. Can we get back to the Twitter feed? Mike Vick, okay, would you have signed him last year in August? Would you have signed him last year in August?
Mike Vick?
Yes.
No.
No.
What did I have signed him as a backup? Sure.
Yeah.
And I would have probably schemed a situation not unlike how they're using Tim Tebow in Denver for goal line situations and stuff.
The Eagles did that. But we criticized them.
I didn't criticize them for that.
We did. We criticized them for them pulling McNabb and bringing in Vic for a play or two here or there. And then McNabb got back in. And it hurt the Eagles, I think, last year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant when they released McNabb and sent him packing to Washington. How they utilized him. Yeah, taking McNabb out of his rhythm and stuff.
Right.
But it's especially for a quarterback like Donovan McNabb that I think that it's a bad idea. That's just me.
But would you sign him? So here's, I guess, basically, I'm going to take this question from T. Shires. That's
Talia their, Shires?
No, T. Shires is the Talia is Shires, the username. Actress. Maybe she listens to the show and she follows us on Twitter.
Wow.
Who knows? So, anyways, T. Shires, I'm going to take it a little further.
Okay,
Jeff, and I'm going to say, here's the situation the Philadelphia Eagles find themselves in. If he continues to play at this level for the rest of the season, I don't believe he's going to do that. I think he's going to get hurt here in a game or two because he continues to take too many risks running the ball.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But if he does continue to play at that level and he gets the Eagles deep into the playoffs, Eagles got to pay him some money because this is it. This is the end of his contract.
We do have a revised, by the way, I know it's another tangent, but we do have a revised contract on the Donovan
McNabb. And we'll talk about that later. That's another one.
But to me, you had to add a zero to anything Donovan did and with the prior numbers because what Donovan had done up to that point wasn't very impressive. And what Vic has done is just remarkable. The fact that so many people are talking about him in MVP
Eagles,
terms.
Do you, and to which I say, calm down a little bit on that.
Me too.
But
especially because he's only played six games.
It was a phenomenal game, but everybody wanted to make him MVP afterward. I'm like, calm down.
You know what he gets? You know what he gets, Steven? He gets the MVP for fantasy football. Okay? Because
he gets an ESPY for Monday night. Performance on Monday night,
sure.
Right now, as the season is almost done.
Most exciting individual performance by a quarterback all season, period.
Yes. He gets an ESPY for that.
But again, I think you should also get an award for fantasy football.
You know what? I'm giving him a Ravy.
50 points in fantasy football.
I'm creating a new Ravy category right now, and I'm just telling you there's not going to be no poll. It won't even be on the ballot.
Will it be the
that
Michael
we said.
Vick Award?
Yeah, it's going to be the Mike Vick Award, and we're going to give it to Mike Vick this year.
But in years to come, it'll be for the best single performance in a game.
There you go.
And that'll but be this called, year it'll be called the Mike Vick Award.
Yes.
I love it.
There you go.
So,
do you think Mike Vick will...
What are you doing with all these papers where you're writing things down? Are they just piling up there?
No, they pile here, but then... after I, collect a few of them,
reporter's notebook.
I put them in a notes section on my computer.
Seriously?
Yes. I had a ton of them.
It's good to move the studio.
It's good to move the studio.
If this actually works, and say I get lunch, and say that these things.
Well, wait a minute. Before the lunch, do you want to do double or nothing?
No, because I don't want to wait on my lunch. I'll do another proposition.
Okay. So you'll do another lunch, but you won't do double or nothing.
Correct, because I want lunch in this
but
lifetime.
But double or nothings are good. Then you would get two lunches, or you get nothing.
Steven, this lunch is going to be minimum $60.
Okay.
That's ridiculous for lunch.
Not really. You apparently don't lunch in Hollywood.
You're so right. My fancy lunch is, and I encourage everyone, Islands Lunch Special, the California Flyer, and a Diet Coke, and you get steamed vegetables instead of fries, $9.
Okay.
Huge, huge chicken sandwich with onion ring strings.
Can I just take you to Lucky Boy? Because for like $20 for the both of us, we could get so much food we would never be able to finish it.
You're right. But no, I want a steak that's like butter.
Okay, a butter steak. All right. Just for the record, Eagles are going to have to pay up.
Hell yeah.
They're going to have to pay up. They want to keep
Mike. But my fear is if Mike gets hurt, because that will show the problem inherent. You know what? That will go into the collective bargaining process for this offseason.
Yeah.
And that will be the little poster boy case study. Look at Mike Vick. He goes out and he does all these things. He puts all the butts in the seats in Philly. He gets everybody fired up again. He makes the league exciting again. And you know what he got for it? squat.
Nothing?
Because he got hurt. Because there's no guaranteed contracts in the NFL. And because we cast players aside when they get hurt. And we go, woo, woo, I got out before I had to pay. Woo, woo.
Ouch.
And that's how the woo, owners woo. Behave.
That's how they do it, too.
That's how the owners behave.
Woo, woo.
With the hands up. Woo, woo.
Wow.
Pressing it up.
Okay.
And it infuriates me.
It's actually raise the roof.
I just made pressing it up because that's okay. What I'm doing with my hands. I don't raise the roof. Fine.
But you're doing the raise the roof.
Fine, but I'm white. How the hell do I know?
You are. You got no street cred. I remember you got no street cred. I forgot.
I don't
Sometimes
forget.
I forget that you got no street cred because you're pretty cool. You're a cool guy.
Thanks.
You just got no street cred. I just got to remember that.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
I'll bring a shotgun with me next week and we'll see what kind of crud I got.
That still would mean you got nothing in my eyes. All right, so someone I'm not gonna reveal the name, but on Twitter said, "Give me a mention. I'm a longtime Eagle fan, listener from London. For the last 3 years." And then Jeffrey says, "And maybe there will be a donation return."
Okay,
hold on one second. Don't I say you can get a shout out on this show until you're donator first? How about that? And as a matter of fact, I want to throw 3 shout outs right now. To Sharon, listener Sharon, because
she's the best. The
woman she's like a donating machine.
You make it sound like she has babies at will or something.
I didn't say she was a baby maker machine.
A donating machine.
A show donating machine. And Doc Rob, he always sends us money.
Yeah.
But
now you're making
him
feel guilty. Like, what? Oh, I haven't done it in a month. I need to do it now.
No. He always hooks us up.
No,
man.
I know. And it's not just hooking us up. It's, hey, I'm in Vegas. You guys want me to place a bet for you?
That's
and I got you covered. So it's like, here's $40. How do you want to blow it?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Okay, I want a 5-team parlay. Yeah. And you know what? And he makes the bet. And he'll take a picture with his phone and email me the ticket, the betting ticket.
Dude's the man.
He's awesome.
He's the man. All right. So there you go. That is almost closer to giving you a shout out, but you know who you are and you know what you asked for and, you know, make a donation.
We can be bought, but you have to buy first. Okay.
I am dying. I don't know how I'm going to get through this show.
I so want an advertiser. I want GMC. I want Toyota. I want one of them.
Brian Davis, who said, I left a comment on the website for the Week 10 recap show. Cheers. Thank you, Brian. We've actually gotten a ton.
I saw you, Jeffrey. I tried to get the ball rolling.
There were about 12 of them up to date right now. So everyone else who's downloaded, because there's already been, the show was downloaded 2,300 times in the first 2 hours of the show being posted.
Wow.
Yeah, so 1 hour, boom, and that's why our server sometimes blows up.
And that's why I get the big bill at the end of the month.
That's why I send you the bill. Exactly.
It's right on my credit card. Thank you.
In the first hour, big show. Right, anyway, so where are the other people? Because we've had 12 comments. Go out there. That was fun. Thank you, Brian. Lee, of course, because it's just Lee. Do I leave the comment here on Facebook? Duh. Wherever you want, dude. All right. Finally, this is one of my favorite questions from Twitter.
Yum.
Now that the Bills have got the 0-16 monkey off their backs, where should they start looking for their number one draft pick?
Wow.
But as I mentioned to him,
it can still go to the Cowboys.
As I
Come
mentioned
on.
To him, no, it might Panthers. I think are locking that.
I would totally agree.
I think the Panthers.
The Panthers are the worst team in the NFL.
And before we get to
the
Facebook,
your fantasy football buddy, but the best defensive start any team playing the Panthers. Okay, that's your best fantasy start.
Panthers, but what I said is Panthers might end up with that pick. So there you go.
Agreed.
Let's see.
So you responded also on Twitter. Besides,
I did.
You got
to that
sucked
one.
In. You got
I did
sucked
that one
in, dude.
Because I did get sucked in. I was trying not to.
It was supposed to be
to...
open ended for us to respond on the
I
show,
know,
and now you're responding
I
real
know.
Time.
I know. Anyways, who's Hiko? I think who's Hiko on Twitter says, Jeff, you need to get Steven's high pitched. I need my paper as a drop to play whenever. So
that was a good
was
bet.
It,
can,
was
that
it?
Was a
what?
Good bet.
I don't even remember what I did.
You were like, I need my paper.
Like that? I
didn't it was pretty funny.
Okay, all right. Funny, so there you go.
I enjoyed it.
All right, that's the Twitter remarks. Now, before we head over to Facebook, let's take a look at some NFL news. Jeffrey, why does Tom Brady get to miss practice every Wednesday?
Because he's freaking Tom Brady.
Okay. He's freaking Tom Brady.
And he's really good looking, and he's one of the hardest working men in the NFL.
And he's got the hair that he doesn't want. Did we talk about what his excuse was for keeping the hair?
Yeah, I liked it. Right. It's cold. I don't play in a dome like Peyton and things.
Or I don't play out in San Diego like Philip Rivers.
Philip, I got to get some warmth.
All right.
And dude.
All right, so we
got to talk. Hang on. I got a quick tangent here. The weather up at Adam's house has deteriorated rapidly.
Ah, that's where you're going.
He said it was going to be the long-term forecast had the high of 60.
Yeah.
Overnight lows in the low 30s.
Yeah.
Now, the high, when we're there, 44 degrees.
Oh, Adam, I would like to know why the Miranda family did not get an invitation for Thanksgiving this week.
We're not going to be at his house for Thanksgiving. We're going to be at my brother's for Thanksgiving on our way home.
Okay. Why did the Mirandas get an invitation up to your house this weekend?
There you go. Because his house is really small.
Is
although
it?
It's we're not staying
it
there.
You're not
we're
staying there.
We're staying at a cabin nearby.
I see.
And
all right.
But there's actually a chance of snow on Sunday night.
So you're going to get stuck in the cabin.
So what?
You're going to get snowed in.
So what does my mom say?
Don't forget your chains for your tires.
Well, you're going to take Didi's car, aren't you? Because it's got all-wheel drive. Like, Mom, we're talking about the amount of snow that you don't know.
All right. We told you about the whole make sure you take chains
yes.
first.
Yes.
Why? What's the breaking news? Oh, breaking news. I don't have breaking news.
Cause... Jeff uncrossed his legs.
All right,
and that triggered the sound effect.
All right, Jeffrey. So we got to talk about this because this is crazy.
Oh, don't
so
go there.
Last weekend on Sunday, after the Cleveland Browns New York Jets game, after the game, a little kid, 8-year-old kid with his father, they're walking out to their car. He's wearing a little New York Jet jersey and they're happy. They're excited. Jets winning overtime. And some drunken Cleveland Brown fan tackled the kid.
To alcohol.
Yeah. Craziness, right?
Stupidity of the highest order.
So the mom sent a letter to the Cleveland Plain Dealer just saying how horrible it was and how the kid doesn't want to go watch football games in Cleveland anymore. And who can blame him? Anyways, the New York Jets.
I didn't even hear that part of it.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's infuriating.
Yeah. Basically, the husband, this is the wife speaking, says, my husband asked him, did you have a good time? And he said, yes. He's like, would you want to go back sometime and watch another game? And the kid said, no, I don't like Brown Stadium.
Paul Brown Stadium, not my friend.
Some poor kids. So anyways, the New York Jets, hearing of this story and reached out to the family and have extended an invitation for the family to come out to Jets Stadium. They'd fly him out. Put him up, and he could enjoy VIP treatment at the hands of the Jets and watch the game from a suite. And
the only problem with that
is the Jets fans are just as crazy.
No, it's freaking New York City, and the tabloids will have a complete go with it.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll become an instant superstar, which is probably the
at the time the family has. They were very kind, and they politely declined the Jets.
Good for them.
They said, you know, we really don't want the publicity.
Good for them. They don't want that. Good for them.
We want our privacy and stuff like that. So, anyways, but I think this is really cool of the Jets. They were like, you know what? It's an open-ended invitation. Accept it whenever you want. And I think that's pretty cool. And the kid grows up and then he has.
And this is not a knock on the 10, Browns, 11, but it 12. Is a knock on stupid drunk people.
It is, yeah. Nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns, but come on. An 8-year-old kid? I understand.
The cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
I understand razzing an opponent's fans as they're leaving, and you know, but literally to tackle someone and then a kid? Or to even just. You know, say
unless
oh,
this 8-year-old
man,
was 6 feet tall and smoking, you know, you have no
even still.
Well, no, it's still wrong. But it's like, then you could say, okay, maybe.
I didn't know he was eight.
Exactly. I'm stupid, but I didn't know he was. I'm not mean. I'm just stupid. No, yeah, this is stupid and mean.
Yeah. I just thought, that's crazy, man.
That's too bad.
Some people are just.
This.
Freaking idiot.
I was exactly going to say freaking idiots. Is that what you wanted? Idiots. Nice. Yes, I was going
to
say
happy
that.
To help.
All right, Jeffrey and okay, other.
Trisha's special coffee cup doesn't close very well.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
All these
what
things so do? That I don't spill and make a mess.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
All right, heading over to Facebook now. Is there any other news that you would like to talk about?
We're over to Facebook. And the gurgling in my tummies.
What was that?
The gurgling in my tummies. What did Caroline
Adam,
for dinner?
Adam, can you get a clip of that and send it to me, please?
Yeah.
Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
Karen made me go to KFC for dinner.
What's wrong with KFC?
For dinner? It's okay for lunch because you got the rest of the day to kind of wear it off. I prefer
and now you're just sitting on your butt here talking about
pretty
football.
Pretty much going gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
All right. Let's head over to Facebook where we have, I'm just going to pick. How about
smattering.
A few of them, because there's like 45 comments up there.
Okay.
We'll start with, let's start with the very first one from Stefano Rodriguez. Vic for MVP, question mark?
Not yet.
Dude, seriously, people? It was one game.
It was phenomenal.
That was brilliant.
It's gotten him his own Ravy Award. Named after him.
The Mike Vick Award.
Exactly.
And this year, it's given to Mike Vick. I don't care if Peyton Manning this weekend throws for 9 touchdowns and 800 yards.
That would be pretty amazing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I do care
about
that.
I would have to change that to the Peyton Manning.
Pretty much. Award. Pretty much. But passing for 300, rushing for 80, yeah, and running for two touchdowns
and throwing
three.
Four.
Four, whatever. I mean, dude, that's rarefied air.
That is a pretty incredible, but it's one game, dog.
And an MVP is called a season's worth of activity.
Yes.
And it usually goes to a good team, of which the Eagles seem like they're a viable team, which is unfair because, from my point of view, the real MVP this season at this point would be Phillip Rivers because of what he's done in San Diego.
I would agree with that, and the fact that he's doing it with a bunch of nobodies.
Exactly. He's taking me and turning me into an all-star receiver. It's like, that's not really
kind
possible.
You do look a little bit like a Roja Tutu.
The Roja Tutu from Fresno State?
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, I really all don't.
Right. So anyway, I admire Mike Vick for what he did. It was a great performance. He just literally... I mean, seriously, that first quarter, I felt like I was playing Madden.
No, I heard someone said it was like the old Tecmo Bowl, only there was no turbo button to push.
I love
Tecmo Bowl.
I forgot who tweeted. It might have been Ocho Cinco, but he's like, God, can you stop holding the controller now and just let the game play out?
That's a good one.
That was a good one. It was like, God, can you please...
Give the controller back and let us play.
Put the controller back.
Let the humans play, please. No, he was amazing. And then his completion percentage was just ridiculous. But it was one game. He's been terrific in the 6 games that he's played. And he is certainly going to be a candidate.
Yes.
There's no question about that. But you know what? Peyton Manning is going to be in that same discussion. Tom Brady's going to be in that same discussion. Especially Peyton Manning because he's had so many injuries to deal with at receivers. And it's like there's a lot of guys out there that have been really working hard.
All right. Jamie Durant, Jeffrey, he would like to know if the Rams are a potential playoff team.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're the problem that they're going to have is that I don't think they're capable of winning on the road.
Yes.
And you are going to need better probably than an 8-8 record.
Yes. And this week they actually have to be really good at home. Because they got the Atlanta Falcons.
They've got the Atlanta Falcons at home, and I don't know what to make of this game. It's a bit of a trap game for the Falcons because you go, it's the Rams.
Yeah.
But you better not do that.
Yeah.
You better not do that.
Don't
I'm taking the Falcons, but if they for a second go, it's just the Rams, then look, so to Steven's point, they're looking at probably a 7-9 season, and that's not going to be good enough. But my gosh, you've got to look at how far they've come. And how many pieces that they've put in place and just be really happy for that.
All right, there were a couple of Matt Stafford injuries, but I like this one from Robbie McLeod Summers, who says Matt Stafford plus injuries equals bust.
Stafford plus injuries equals bust.
Like
no,
a draft
equals,
bust?
Equals injury prone as a label.
Okay, so
and he's certainly right on the teetering edge of being labeled that, and therefore, unfortunately, we will talk about him in the same way we will talk about...
Because I'm about to give him the label of fragile.
Oh, without question. And again, that discussion with John Madden on the radio
yeah.
was just where he was talking about the toughness of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And that there's guys, I think of, you know who I think of is Mark Sanchez
yeah.
with that calf injury.
Busted
he's
calf.
Hopping on one leg.
Well, speaking of hopping on one leg, Jericho Cotchery, Coach Harry, that's my dog now.
Oh my gosh. He literally stood on one leg to catch the pass.
No, he dove. He was hopping on one
yeah,
leg.
This is my point.
He took like nine hops.
On
hop
one leg.
Hop one leg. Hop one leg.
And
hop
then
one.
Dive.
And then, well, yeah. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm like, please don't throw it to me. Please.
Oh,
he's
going
to throw it to me. He's going to throw it to me.
So
and
guess
he
what?
Makes
I
this
gotta
amazing dive to make
leg.
A first down.
Yes.
Now, Coach Harry's coming on the show. I sent the email out to the PR department.
Good.
And they're working on
Good.
It. They're going to try and get
no,
on the
show.
No,
he'd like to be on it.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, no. We call him Coach Harry. Come
yeah.
on.
So anyways.
But that was... That you want toughness, people? First of all, not giving up on a play. Because seriously, somebody pulls a groin like that, they're going to go to the ground.
Yeah.
No, he hopped 8 times on one leg, and then
now,
he still dove.
I can't hop on one leg 8 times, okay? And I'm healthy.
Yeah, and he dove to catch the ball and make a
That's
fantastic
athletic.
Catch. That's
now, but here's the thing with Stafford.
Yeah.
Stafford's not a wuss. We know that. We
no,
saw him play
yeah.
with
he
a separated shoulder,
and he still,
and he still throws a pass. So it's like we're not questioning his toughness. But there are guys that because of their conditioning, because of their work ethic, because – and this was one of the things that Madden pointed out that I thought was real interesting. And I guess it was Rich Gannon that he was talking with as well because it was clearly a quarterback. Is that this tendency of Brett Favre and Peyton Manning and things – to throw off their back foot and then kind of take a half step back as a means of evading pressure.
Yeah.
And keeping there's actual
and
ways
being able to maintain
that they
the velocity
throw,
and the speed on your ball.
But there's ways that they run the position of quarterback that keeps them safer. And they mm-hmm. have that eye in the back of the head where they know that the pocket's collapsing and they move up. And there's a sixth sense about that. And there are certain people that are the elite of the elite. And that's why they don't get injured from John Madden's point of view. And
well,
I thought it was pretty valid.
I would say no bust yet. Certainly the injury prone label is about to get put on him.
Yeah.
And if
Which
next
is too bad because he's terrific.
And if next season he can't stay healthy, then the bust label might start to come out.
No, and as it is, I think Detroit's got to seriously be looking at the quarterback position and finding depth for no other reason. He's turning into the Cubs pitcher, Kerry Wood. He's turning into Kerry Wood
I wish
of
I could
football.
Say it. Oh, yeah, I know
well,
who that is.
You know what, Steven? He's an amazing pitcher who can never stay healthy.
Okay.
And now they finally, I don't know what team he's with now, so don't send me emails because I really don't care. But he's moved into a reliever role. Where he was a starter,
where
but
only
he
has
couldn't
to pitch, you know,
one
two
inning.
Innings. Yeah,
he's a one inning guy now. Throws 99 miles an hour, but at least we can make sure that he stays healthy enough.
I want to be a one inning guy.
I want my son to be a one inning guy. I want Jordan to be just the
Jordan,
elite closer.
No, Jordan
he doesn't have a closer mentality. He's a starter.
Not, yeah, he's got to start.
He's the big dog.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to start the game and get his 7 innings.
Yep, and he could do that.
He can.
All right, we're going to go and move to Connor Kane. I like that name.
Connor Kane.
Connor Kane.
Your parents did a good job naming you, son.
How many wins will the Bears have, and what are their chances at the playoffs?
How many wins would a bear buck chuck if a bear chuck could win
Chuck
Bears?
Bear.
Chuck Bears. The Bears, I believe, are unfortunately, I say, because I really am not high on this team. I like the franchise in general, but I don't like this particular Bears team, and it's not Jay Cutler. I don't think they're that good a team, but their defense is phenomenal.
Okay.
Their defense is going to keep them in things. I have them actually winning this week.
Okay.
And that's going to give them 7 wins, and that's going to get them pretty dang close
All
to
right,
making
well,
a playoff
let's see,
run.
They're 6-3.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at their schedule real quick. They got Miami on Thursday night. Then they got the Eagles. Then they got the Lions
yes.
to win. Then they got New England.
No.
Then they travel to Minnesota.
Yes.
Then they play the Jets.
No.
And then they go to Green Bay and finish the season at Lambeau.
Ooh, maybe not.
That would give them three more wins. That would put them at 9-7.
Yeah.
That might not get you into the playoffs.
You're going to need tiebreakers.
Yeah.
May not happen.
And you know what? I'm not necessarily sold that by the time December 20th comes around and they go to Minnesota and Minnesota's at home and Tavares Jackson might be starting for them at that time.
True that. We don't know what that means, frankly.
Well, I think that, you know what, as much as it pains me to say this, I think the Minnesota Vikings would be a better team with Tavares Jackson under center than Brett Favre.
And there is something to be said about the toughness factor getting in the way. Because you're so tough, you don't know how to take yourself out of a game, and you don't assess properly when you are hurting the team.
But they're not beating the Eagles, they're not beating New England, they're not beating the Jets, and they're not beating the Packers.
And frankly, this Thursday night's game is a real close
one. But you know
one.
What, Jeffrey? We say that, and you know, we don't really know.
We don't know, Jack, because this season is weird. And look, their defense is going to keep them in games. And if somehow this Mike Martz offense can – because, look, their offensive line has improved. The last 2 weeks we've seen it.
Okay.
Cutler's been sacked twice.
Yeah, but the Vikings haven't really been good all year sacking the quarterback.
But nobody would say that the Vikings are not a feared defense.
Not this year.
Not right now.
No, not this year, period. Their main guys, Jared Allen has one sack. Williams guys, they have not been putting any pressure on the quarterback all year.
I don't get what's going on with their front seven, seriously. They're like in a coma. I don't get it. I do not get it.
All right. Matt Eva, and this is we alluded to this earlier, he wants to know about Donovan's contract. He's like, all right, how much Gura is there actually?
Apparently $3.18 million.
And why give this deal to him now after benching with him on the game on the line? Here's what I found out.
Right, I would Jeffrey? Ask Ed because Ed would know. I think Ed actually has bugs inside the locker room.
But here's what I found out.
And Shady's office.
Apparently this contract's been on the table for
a long time. Since July.
Yeah. So it wasn't anything new. And they were working
out the terms.
Right. The final little details.
And the incentives and things like that.
Basically, all McNabb is getting, he's getting an extra $3.25 million this season. So that was added as he signed this contract. Whoa. God bless you.
Thank you.
This season. Now, if the Redskins want to bring him back for 2011, sometime after the combine, we don't know exactly the date.
But there's a $10 million payout.
There's a $10 million bonus that it needs to be paid to him.
That will be activated. Now,
then that gives them the right to basically keep him through 2011, and they have to pay him another $2.5 million.
But if he goes to the Super Bowl every year through 2015, he gets $88 million.
Yeah.
Okay, since that's never going to happen, we don't know how much it's actually worth, but it's
so
not worth
really
nearly as much as it was first put out there.
Yeah, it was originally said it was $40 million.
No,
it's actually really right now, as
three
it stands right now, it's at 3.75 Gura. That's
3.25.
3.75 because he's got to get the actual salary that was added to it as well. So 3.75 Gura,
which
that's
I'm sorry,
for
a star quarterback, that's chump change.
Although Buddy Jason LaConfora, NFL BMOC East Coast, says that he strongly believes that the Redskins will not exercise the option to not pay him the $10 million in March and that they will keep him around through 2011. It's just a matter
so
of the way.
So much of it has to do with the CBA.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said the way it was kind of structured, it all's with the new CBA in mind and whether it's going to get done or not.
Right,
so.
And they're basically covering their butt. And to your point, Stephen, about Redskins owner Dan Snyder having just endless amounts of money and it being just like $1.50, he's apparently being a little smarter. He's if it is $1.50,
just
he's still hanging on to his $1.50.
Yeah,
he's like, look, I'm not going to blow $1.50.
I'm just going to give you $1.50 for no reason.
There you go.
Win some games.
And I'm glad. I am frankly pleased with this because I don't think that Donovan McNabb deserved that kind of money.
Right.
That would have been insanity. It would have been going backwards to the Haynesworth time. And they just got to stop doing that.
All right, a couple more questions, Jeffrey. Let's get to, here we go. Adrian Stanley is asking, will the Packers do the double on the Vikings? And has Favre gone a year too far?
On the second part, absolutely. Yes. And I think Brett would agree.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what? Brett got bullied into coming back. I'm almost certain that Brett got Brett got bullied into coming back. They sent his three Colts.
It's called peer pressure, dude, Steven. That's not being
that's
bullied.
Being bullied.
No.
Peer pressure is a form of being bullied, dude.
No,
you're being bullied by your
Steven,
peers to do something you don't want to do.
Steven, when you... Okay. So do you bully me when we go do something like a midnight screening of a movie?
Yeah, I bully you. I know you don't want to do it, but I'm a nice sucker.
Steven's a bully. Oh, my God. I just thought you were busting my balls, and it's just like,
yeah. I am.
But that's not,
but I'm bullying
I still
you.
Have free
I'm bullying
will.
You into coming and go to the movie with me.
Well, if that's what you call it, then yeah, he was bullied. Brett was bullied. But I believe that adults all have free will.
They do.
And you can always
but
say
eventually
no.
Eventually, you're if, like.
Yeah, you can break him.
Because here's you. You're like, oh, man, I just want Miranda to shut the.
Well, you do the Homer Simpson, like, which is, well, you kids, stop bugging me if I say yes. And they're like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Okay, yes. Woo. See? Woo. Then you go. And I think this, he's like, man, they sent these guys in there in my house.
But he knows what's involved. And he suspected that it would turn out okay. And now it's turning out badly. And that's horribly disappointing. There is honestly a huge part of me that is just sad for Brett.
All right, we're going to pick DC sports fan Ed Franks.
Ed.
He asks, if Vic continues to blow up this year, will the Eagles be forced to trade Kevin Corn on the Cobb?
Well, that
he didn't call him that, by the way. He just said Kevin Cobb.
John Madden addressed that exact question.
Yes.
I don't like to keep bringing him up, but the guy is John Madden.
You've got a man crush.
He's a little too homely looking to have a man crush
you
on.
You want some John Madden. You're lonely. You've been alone all week. You were listening to him on the radio. He started
kind of
looking really nice.
Remember the old drug campaign, Scared Straight? You just scared me straight, Steven.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You say John Madden love it. I can never have another man crush. You just scared me straight.
Good.
However,
I
respect
guys...
his opinions greatly.
Absolutely.
I think
he's a great
fantastic.
Football mind.
Forget
what did he have to say?
What he had to say is... And then I added to it in my own mind because,
right.
Like, John and I have conversations in my head. They're really fascinating. He thinks the world of me.
Okay, get to what he said.
He basically said that they are going to have to strongly consider that because you cannot have two quarterbacks of that caliber on your roster responsibly because it's too valuable a commodity and there are too few in the league. And so you could get so much by trading one of them. But my mind then goes back to Joe Montana, Steve Young.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what an amazing opportunity San Francisco had. They hung on to that piece. They did not trade that piece in Steve Young. And they let it go for a couple years, and they let Steve get very frustrated. And then they eventually traded Joe once he got older to the Kansas City Chiefs, or I don't know if they released. I don't know what the situation was.
Yeah.
But then Steve came up. And look, Kevin Cobb is still a young man. And Mike Vick, although his time in prison meant that his arm wasn't getting abused.
Or his body.
The way he plays, he's going to get hurt at some point.
Okay.
I think you got to keep both of them.
I don't know. All right.
You didn't weigh in on that.
Do you want me to weigh in?
I love when you weigh in.
I thought we were having a discussion.
No,
we were just getting Madden's opinion because he's the.
I took Madden's opinion and I disagreed with it.
I see. You did disagree with it. I actually agree with him.
Okay.
He and I don't agree a lot.
Okay.
But you can't.
Well, just so you know, in my mind, Steven, he thinks the world of you, too.
That's nice. Jeffrey, I think the Eagles kind of made a commitment to Kevin Cobb saying, we're going to give you a chance to start.
Yeah.
And they've taken that away from him.
They did.
And
didn't they do that to Aaron Rodgers?
If there's one thing, no, the Eagles never had Aaron Rodgers.
I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Didn't
Tavares Jackson have the same thing happen?
Here's something about the Eagles organization. They, unlike a lot of organizations, I suspect, kind of care about their players a little bit.
Andy Reid takes his relationship with the players very, very personal.
And if they feel like Vic is their guy and they're going to pony up a huge contract to make sure that Vic is their guy, they'll bring another backup in and they'll let Kevin go and have
and I suspect you're right. I suspect you're right, but I think it would be such a powerful 1-2 punch, especially
given how
he plays.
You can't have that much money tied into the quarterback position. You just can't.
Well, and you're right. And they've already committed $6 million to Kevin Cobb.
Right.
And Mike's going to demand a heck of a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. He is he's proven that he can play.
There we go. Here
we go. We're going to have a fun one here before we stop with our Facebook questions. Vinny DiStefano asks, I might as well just get this started early. Predictions on who Jeff's new team will be next year.
Holy crap, Vinny.
I knew you.
Wow.
Well, come on.
Don't get serious about my short list.
You've jumped off the Houston Texans bandwagon pretty quick.
Can I pick up a new one mid-season and go back to one of my prior ones, which would be the Jets? Or frankly, at this point, the 49ers are more interesting to me. I mean, because now that Troy Smith's in there, this is a team I could like.
Yeah, it's a team that's got some
all
some flash.
I knew when I was up in San
no
Francisco.
Flash, and now they got some flash.
When I was up in San Francisco, it was like, A, they're not that much fun. And B, this would be a good team if it weren't for the quarterback. That is what I came away believing. And I couldn't say it out loud because it wasn't politically correct to say out loud because everyone loved Alex Smith so much as a person.
Okay. Someone wants to know what our favorite pizzas are.
Thank you. I want questions that have nothing to do with football.
Well, there you go.
Giordano's
Chris
in Chicago
says,
with all meat.
Your favorite pizza.
Giordano's, and I can eat two full slices.
You know what?
But I don't eat the rest of the day.
I was having a craving for Pizza Hut. Pepperoni
olive. We just went the opposite extremes of the pizza spectrum. No, Domino's would be the old Domino's would be the opposite. Shakey's. That's the worst pizza. That's bad pizza.
Pizza Hut, and actually, so I forced Trisha. I was like, I'm craving Pizza Hut pizza, and I want my pepperoni and black olive. That's what we're going to get, woman. And she caved, and she let me get it. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
But that's a different experience.
Not the thin.
Right,
deep pan
with the pan crust.
It is
a different experience.
Yeah,
it is. And you know, frankly, what I put out there isn't real pizza either. It's Chicago pizza.
I don't want pizza all the time, you know, from there. But every once in a while, you get that pizza, and it's just... It's kind of like buttery, and the cheese just melts in your mouth, and it's good.
My favorite everyday pizza that you could have, like a normal person.
Papa John's.
I do care for, as far as fast food pizza, Papa John's is my favorite. And I generally go...
Domenico's?
Domenico's is my favorite in-town pizza.
Okay.
But Santa Barbara's got a place called...
the last time you were at that place, man.
Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
A long time.
See? How do you even know what it
I
remembers?
Gotta see Ron before he goes back to Colorado.
Might not even remember. It might not even taste good anymore.
Trust me, it's a recipe. It's the dough is perfect and things like that. I'm a huge fan of the dough.
So that was Chris Rustin. Thank you very much.
I like
for,
the weird questions.
Crazy. He did have some actual football questions.
Don't care.
Are we? All right, Chris, come back to us next week with a football question. We'll I love doing this. This is great. And finally, Ryan Butcher, this will be the last question from Facebook. What is your take on the Players Association counterproposal to the NFL owner's 18-game season?
I've been going off, so I want you to start.
Go off.
I've been going off on all these. Because you're the one, like, reading them, and I can't see that far.
Yeah,
it's like you're asking me the question, and so I've been answering. So you go.
All right. Well, here's the deal with that one, Ryan, is that basically they're saying, okay, we'll do your 18 games. We're cool with that, but veteran players can't have any type of practices until June. No more May OTAs and all this nonsense.
They're saying may or may not OTAs.
Oh, may not.
And we're
OTAs.
Thinking, oh, not.
Yeah, oh, not for the veterans. Rookies can still have one practice in May. But for the most part, veterans, you know, we get some time off. Mm-hmm. They want a little bit less preseason work. You know, there's a lot of preseason work that they got to do, mini camps and OTAs and all this stuff. It's like, take some of that away, give us a little bit more money, and we'll play 18 games for you.
That's not it, though. It's also expand the roster.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And expand the roster.
That's
right.
Huge.
Add some more players to the roster.
And give us another bye week.
Did they ask for two byes?
Yes.
Okay,
that is also in there. So but here's my point of view is that it's a counter proposal.
It is.
Anytime you have a counter proposal, you have what is called negotiation.
Negotiation!
Without negotiation, you have a stalemate. When you have a stalemate, nothing can happen.
Nothing.
So this is movement, and all movement is good.
I suspect the owners will come back and say, two bye weeks, we could do that. We could work that in the schedule. That's doable.
And what you do with the players requesting for the roster expansion is you're going to cut that in half. Because if the players have any sense, and they do, you ask for a lot more than you want because you're not going to get, they're going to counter back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're saying that we'll give you the two bye weeks.
The veterans have got to show up in May and at least participate in meetings.
Yeah. We'll give you roster expansion, but not that much. You can only add a few here and there. More pay, that's going to be the sticky point.
No.
We'll
give you more money, but you're going to contribute to the stadium building fund. Ooh. Well, how's that giving me more money? It's not, because that's the bottom line.
There you go. So, but it's good that they're negotiating.
The talking huge.
That's the good part. That's good.
My concern is that what it looked like from what the player's counter proposal was is what I expected the final to look like. And so I'm afraid that they showed too much of their hand too early. Here's another one of Jeff's hats. I sit on the L.A. County Superior Court Alternative Dispute Resolution Panel as a mediator.
That is a nice hat to wear.
It's a weird hat, and all it means is I'm a trained mediator, and I can mediate things for the courts, and I can get assigned cases and things like that to try and keep it from going to trial. And so I've done a lot of mediating.
So basically, I say, this dude owes me $50. Dude's like, I don't owe you $50. And so they don't want to try it, obviously, because it's only
$50. That'd be called small claims court, and that wouldn't involve
that
me.
That wouldn't come to you?
This is something that would actually go before a jury.
Okay.
But it's not a criminal. It'd be only civil offenses.
All right.
But
so
not small
what if
claims.
It was...
it'd be about 40 grand, 60 grand kind of thing.
$50,000.
Yeah, then I'd
so
get
this
involved.
Dude owes me $50,000. He doesn't want to pay me. He's like, I don't owe him $50,000. Then we come to you, and we... present you the evidence.
And if your lawyers both showed up and wouldn't leave the room, we wouldn't get anything done.
Okay.
And they would sign off on the thing saying that they went to the mandatory alternative dispute resolution meeting and nothing was resolved, and then it would go on.
Okay.
But if the lawyers don't leave, nothing's going to get done.
Okay.
I'm not... There are exceptions.
Because lawyers don't want to...
It's not in their best interest.
Right.
It's in their best interest to keep the billable hours going. And please don't. I don't hate lawyers. I don't hate lawyers. I've got many friends that are lawyers. But it's part of the legal process.
I wasn't going to share the story. And I guess, I'm going to share the story. And then I'll actually have to walk out of here and share it with my wife before she hears it on the show. But I was in jury duty.
Knows that.
Yes.
She knows that, Stephen.
On the dash ride back to my car. Attorney jumped on the bus and she was hitting on me.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't get on your case. I can't vote for you.
Was this somebody? Oh, this is an attorney that you were brought in as part of the panel to be screened.
I'm like, I'm not in your case, so you don't have to hit on me. She was cute. It was fun.
That's a funny story, but you didn't explain it well enough. I mean, so you actually were brought in and screened as a potential juror
case. That's not the case.
Oh.
She bumped into me in the hallway when we were going into the juror's room.
Oh, so you actually... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. So you actually been hitting on her earlier.
No, she hit... We bumped into each other.
Oh, you literally
like,
ran
I
into
I came
each other.
Around the corner, and she came around the corner, and boom.
Well, which I love the line. I ran into so-and-so, and I come back with my lame joke. Did you hurt them?
Ah, yes.
I ran into Bill the other day. Did you hurt him? It's a stupid joke, but it makes me laugh.
You came all the way to London. Yeah, we flew on a plane.
Yeah, no. It was how did you come to find yourself in London? On an airplane.
On an airplane.
How did you make your way to London? I didn't understand the question. So I just went with the silly answer. And yes. We should have asked Mike
Carlson. Mike Carlson.
Put the question to me, didn't he?
No, it was Nat.
It was Nat?
Nat asked the question.
Well, then I got to slap Nat. I would never slap Mike, but I'd slap Nat.
Yeah. Do you have the thing from Mike Carlson?
I do.
Do you have it ready?
No.
Oh, we got to get that up.
I unpacked clothes. All the rest of the paraphernalia from London is sitting on the cedar chest.
All right. We've got, we're at 104.
And we got
105,
16 games.
And we got 16 games to pick.
Let's fly.
But before that, I got to read what Lee.
Before that?
Lee Sanders actually has a good question on here. And so I'm going to read it for Lee.
Lee actually has a good question. You shouldn't put it that way. That was a turn of a phrase. It was unfortunate. Okay.
Lee knows we cool, man. All right. If Eagles handle the Giants this weekend the way they handled the Redskins on Monday, can we expect the Eagles in Texas in February?
No, because the road is going to go, the NFC road is going to go through Atlanta.
Ooh.
And that is going
OMG.
Yeah.
The return of Vic.
Yeah.
As an Eagle.
Steven.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, for the NFC Championship.
NFC Championship game.
And I want to be there.
O-M-G.
And I've already done the math, and I've already looked into how much a flight would cost.
Yeah, we're not getting credentials for that
game. No, we're
not.
Oh. Says who?
Okay. Try.
Is Sky covering the game? NFC Championship game?
Well, yeah, they are.
Okay. Enough said.
All right, let's get to the 16 games. Can we have just one more week of buys?
Look, I'm all over that. I'm with the players. Another bye
week. Look at my voice, dude.
Want another bye week.
I'm like 79.3%.
Stevie, let's knock this out quickly and just be done for the night.
All right, we're just going to go. I'm just going to say team at team, and you just give me your pick. I give my pick, and we go. We don't even give an explanation why.
We give one thought.
It's always one thought, and then it turns into like 15 thoughts.
Well, because
each.
You don't agree with me.
Exactly.
Because your thoughts are wrong.
Okay, that's how we're going to play it.
Is that how we roll?
That's how we're going to play it. All right. We're going to start with El
Juegos. Two of them. You know, I could really use some huevos rancheros right now.
Grande estupendo de la semana.
We begin in
New England.
Foxborough.
Where the Patriots host Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts in what has become a yearly.
The eighth annual meeting of these two clubs. That shouldn't really only play each other every 4 years,
but
they always win their divisions.
When you always win your division,
guess
you
what? Play. You get this.
And the 1 year the Colts didn't win their division,
the Patriots came in second.
Came in second, so they wound up playing each other again.
It has become historic, and honestly, the regular season game that I circle on the calendar just when the season
starts.
Why
aren't we at this one?
Because it's. Sunday, and I'm going to be up at Northern California.
Ah, see, it's always about you and your schedule.
Often. But, Steven, why aren't we on TV earlier in the day when more people watch? Because of your schedule.
Because of my schedule?
Because of your work.
Yeah, it's a job. I don't want to be there, but I have to do
it. I thought it was called a schedule.
Okay. Yours have a fun schedule where you're going away on vacation. I have to work. That's different. My hands are tied. I can't say. I'm not going to work today because I'm going to be on TV earlier.
I'm not suggesting that.
Let's move on. I am going to take the Indianapolis Colts.
Just because
the Patriots were impressive against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. I'll give you that much. But the Steelers were hurting both on the offensive side of the ball, on the line, and on the defensive side of the ball. The Colts are getting healthier. They're going to have some people back. Peyton Manning's getting some people to work with. I like my chances with the Colts.
The very nice people in television land have made this the afternoon game on Sunday, which is awesome because See, this game should only be a Sunday night game, a Monday night game, or a Thursday night game or something. It should not get lost amidst the fodder of early games.
Yeah, they could. The Patriots just came off a Sunday night game, and the Colts had the Sunday night game the week before.
They give them multiple weeks all the time. The Jets were on a couple weeks in a row. Yes, they were. The Jets were on a couple weeks in a row in the primetime slot. They were. Promise.
Okay.
I am taking the Patriots because these teams are evenly. I know you already marked it as being different, but I have to actually. It's a podcast.
Yes.
So they didn't hear you.
Go ahead. Continue your.
The Patriots are at home, and these are the two premier quarterbacks of my generation, and so I'm rolling with the home team, and that's it.
Rolling with the homies.
And okay. I think that, you know, I love both these quarterbacks. I think they're amazing. There you go.
Okay. I only love one of the quarterbacks. I don't know if love's the word I would use. Okay. I really like him.
Admire? Yeah. Do you want more fancy talk? I just fall back on the basics.
The second juego grande estupendo de la semana, obviously the NFC East first place matchup between the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles coming off that spanking of the Redskins, and the Giants coming off getting a spanking of their own at the hands of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like, Jeffrey?
Eagles, Giants. Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles right now. I worry about the Giants because I respect them. You are seriously taking the road team in both of El Juego Grande Estupendo de las Semanas.
Yes, I am. And this one, I'll tell you why. It's very simple.
Wow.
Tom Coughlin isn't going to allow the New York Giants to come back and lay back-to-back stinkers. They are going to get after Vic and spy him. Defensively, the Giants are going to take care of business.
What the hell was Washington doing?
I don't know.
They started spying him in like the third quarter.
Yeah, when it was 50 to nothing.
I'm like, hang on. Now I busted, what's his name's chops?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels about not spying Troy Smith.
Yes.
But we're talking Michael Vick.
Oh, I would have busted some chops of.
Seriously, Mike Shanahan,
okay, by the way,
multiple Super Bowl winner.
Did you see that Bang Bros cartoon of?
No, but I think they're hysterical. They're wrong and naughty, but the guys are funny as hell.
This one of Shanahan.
I saw the email, but I got here.
Check it out.
So I didn't want to click
on it. He's in the meeting, and they got all the players, you know, McNabb and Grossman and a couple other offensive people, and they're like, "All right, 2 minute warning." And he's Shanahan's at the chalkboard. 2 minute warning. We've got two timeouts, and we're down by six. What are you gonna do, McNabb? I don't know. Throw it in the dirt. Grossman. Throw an interception. No. It's first down. Throw an interception.
Fumble.
It's like, all right, you guys just hold on for a second. Offensive linemen over here, it's 2 minute warning. We're down by six. Two timeouts. What are we going to do? Hold. False start.
Offside.
Offside. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. That's bad.
Well, you, what's his name? You're a captain. You should know this. Well, usually in that situation, I just get flung into the backfield and, you know, they blow up the play.
Nice.
That was good stuff.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and give it to listener Adam put us onto this. And he says, I know Bang Cartoon is really one of your rivals, but you would love this cartoon. I don't see other shows.
Well, they have an NFL podcast that they do as well.
They do an R-rated version of our show.
Yep.
And they are extremely talented and very funny. And I used to actually subscribe to the show.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, there's only rivals if you actually know somebody and like don't like them or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know them from Adam, and I admire the work they do, and I don't think it's appropriate for most.
I don't think their name's Adam. Oh.
And speaking of inappropriate shows that are funny, Adam Carolla. God, that's a funny show.
Okay.
So it's like there's other podcasts out there that are really good. It doesn't make us rivals necessarily because we don't even know each other.
Right.
And we're in a different genre. They're more adult oriented, and that's cool for adults.
Okay.
So we differ on every game in the universe.
Games of the week.
Now, Thursday Night Football finds us down in beautiful Miami, Florida.
Is it beautiful?
Well, for people who live on the East Coast and have never been to California, sure.
Okay. Miami with Tyler Thigpen. And
or if you read wrong news sources, Chad Pennington, who's on injured reserve.
And Chad Henne now is being said that he's going to miss at least two, maybe three weeks.
Yeah, it's really difficult there. And this game is a difficult game because, look, Chicago's got a lot going for it. I'm big on the Dr. Pepper thing in there now. Julius Peppers being in there on defense, he's helped a lot. And I think the offensive line, so the front seven is now doing a better job of protecting Jay Cutler. But Jay Cutler is so hard to actually believe in. But Miami is just, they're on the third string quarterback. You're going to see a lot more Wildcats starting this week.
I don't know.
Whichever team runs the ball is going to win.
Actually, you might actually see a Brandon Marshall sighting because
we should, because Tyler Thigpen is throwing.
Can actually throw him
yes,
the ball.
Yes, he can actually find, which I don't understand.
That's why I'm taking the Dolphins in this one. They were awful at home to begin with, but for them to be able to beat the Tennessee Titans, who I believe is a much better team than the Chicago Bears, at home, they're going to beat the Bears at home.
Steven, I have the Miami Dolphins as well. Looking at my sheet here, I only have one, two, three. I only have three home road teams this week. Looking at the paper, though, Steven says, yeah, I had the Dolphins. I'm sure you had the Dolphins, week 11.
Yeah, I got my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making sure that I'm going with my paper.
He's checking his paper.
Yep.
He's checking his paper. I'm not checking my paper.
I am going to follow my paper to the T.
I know for a fact that this Thursday night turnaround is tough. It's really tough. But Chicago's coming off a bye, Steven.
No, they're not.
They're not good.
They
good.
Just played Minnesota.
That's right. That's right. And they only got sacked once. Right. So that's good because that would scare me otherwise.
I may change this pick, though.
You can't.
I may change the pick.
Look. When you change,
look,
you can.
When I circled this,
yeah,
Tyler Thigpen was not the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
But you didn't just pick the Dolphins because Tyler Thigpen. You didn't. You just picked it just now, not knowing what your paper said, and you knew Tyler Thigpen was going to be there.
I knew I picked him.
You've already consulted the paper?
Yes.
So that was just a shtick?
It was.
I didn't play it up big enough.
You
I'm
didn't.
Sorry. Let's start it all over. Clear my throat, and you grab the paper, and I'll make a big
deal.
All
right, we'll move to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers, coming off a beatdown at the hands of the New England Patriots, host the Oakland Raiders.
You know, Steve, it's
funny. Raider Nation!
The last show, you were hurting so badly, and I felt really, really crummy for you. But you were having so much fun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to do.
I'm a talented actor.
You were having, there were moments where it was clear that what you were talking about, you were so passionate about.
You play. If you're going to play, you got to play.
No,
if you're
absolutely.
Not going to play, don't play.
Right. It's like, don't get in the pool unless you're going to swim.
Yes.
And you get in the pool, but, and I just like,
well, sometimes
dude,
I get in the pool and I don't want to swim. I just want
to float on my back and go to sleep. I do that. I love that. But anyways,
right.
I was so amazed, and I didn't know what to do. I was beside myself. It was you and me at Heathrow 2 years ago, and you left your stuff on the train, and you're telling me to get on the plane, and I'm like torn between two decisions.
Torn between not getting on the plane or getting on the plane. Get on the plane!
That's what you would want me to do, but we're rather different individuals.
Yes.
And although I would want you to get on the plane, I don't want you to want me to get on the plane.
Okay.
So that's the mental conundrum that I found myself in.
That is pretty weird.
And
get
I wanted
the
to stop.
I'm the, you,
I wanted
the
to pull the plug on the show because you looked like you were going to die. But I see this fire in your eyes about what you're talking about, even though you can't talk because you don't have a voice. And you're, but the fire is in your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, do I pull the plug? Or do I just let the passion play out?
You need
out?
To make a decision here on Oakland-Pittsburgh.
I'm stalling.
Yeah,
because the last time Oakland went into Pittsburgh, they spanked them.
They won. Well, they didn't spank them. They won in the last second touchdown pass.
Anytime Oakland goes into Pittsburgh and wins, it's called a spank, okay? This is Oakland. This is Raider Nation.
Yeah.
And look, Pittsburgh.
Are you thinking Raider Nation?
I'm thinking that the Raiders may well represent the AFC West, but the Pittsburgh Steelers handle this game. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers go to 7-3, period, full stop. And they will not make the mistake of taking the Oakland Raiders lightly again this year.
No, no. I've got Pittsburgh. I think whatever issues and injuries and stuff, Tomlin has already come out and said he expects Keon Moeti, I believe is the name, to be on the field. So I suspect that they'll get it together. And even though the Raiders are coming off a bye week, and it's Raider Nation. And they're trying to make, trust me, they're trying to make a believer of out of me. They're trying.
A lot of people. I see Raiders fans all over LA.
Although this is pretty classic. I walk out of my house Monday, and I'm wearing a Cowboys shirt and a Cowboys cap.
That's weird. That never happens.
Coming down the street, two guys, Raider gear. And they're like, hey, man, that was a pretty good win by the Cowboys. Like, yeah, at least we finally won one. He's like, I'm like, your team's doing pretty good. They're like, yeah, but we're going to have a meltdown. It happens every year.
Wow. Come on, guys. Enjoy it.
Yeah, no.
It's week 11.
I would be like, come on.
And you are 5-4, and you are in first place.
Yeah, they were like, here comes
rolling it, man. Soak in it.
Here comes a meltdown.
No.
There's only so many times that you can.
The Chargers are going to win the division, but enjoy this moment, okay?
See, they know the Chargers are going to win the division. They don't want to get let down in the end.
Yeah, it's probably true, but still, man, party.
All right, let's go to Mardi Gras City, where the New Orleans Saints host the Seattle Seahawks.
According to the ESPN expert picks, there's only one game that is more lopsided than this. And that would involve, of course, the horrible Carolina Panthers. Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Saints. Coming off a bye.
This could be weird because you're going to have Pete Carroll and Reggie Bush in the same building.
Reunited. It feels so good.
And for the first time in their lives, there probably won't be any NCAA sanctions.
Nobody will be spying on them. I mean, nobody investigating them. What a relief that'll be.
I mean, seriously, they're going to be like, that's good
bro,
to see
that
you,
feels
kid.
Good. It's like, good, hey, to, it's see
good
you.
To see you. Yeah.
And you know what? There's no dark sedans following me around with binoculars. Nobody tapping my phones.
Yeah. And I suspect this is going to be the conversation where Pete Carroll goes to shake Reggie's hand. He's going to put out his hand like this. And he's going to be like, thanks for the tip of telling me to get out of USC before...
Before the sanctions came down. And then they're going to do the little SC victory chant. I don't know the song.
Yeah, I don't know it either. Whatever
the SC fight song is.
That's just wrong.
Stop. Look, we can't live in LA and not know the song.
I'm taking the Saints as well.
We're mocking it, Steven. Right. We're not.
We both have the Saints. Moving on to San Diego, where the Chargers, trying to be super once again, host the Denver Broncos. Jeffrey, now, I was a little surprised. Can you tell me what the line in this game is?
Sure. I have most of the lines memorized, but not that one. I believe it was San Diego by 10.
What?
I wasn't ready for that. It is San Diego by 10 at the Hilton, and the Mirage has the Mirage has a 9.5. Does that make Emma feel any better?
A little, apparently. But wait a minute. Didn't the Denver Broncos just come fresh off a 49-point spanking at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs where Todd Haley wouldn't even shake a hand, and he wagged the finger.
Wagged
look at the finger.
Finger.
Wagged the
wagging
finger. Like, wagged the
finger.
The dog. He's wagging a finger at Josh McDaniels for running up the score.
Well, this does have the largest over-under of the day at 50.5.
Ooh, that
so
is
so they're expecting
high.
A lot of scoring.
I say take the over.
Take the over?
No, take the over, but okay. I wouldn't touch the game. I think San Diego's going to win, but 10?
10? Seriously?
No, the line is now really. I really am so liking the new Windows 7 commercial. For the smartphone, the Windows 7 smartphone?
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? Really? There's a hot chick right there in her nice little lingerie, and her man's in bed, and he won't get off the phone. And she's like, really? And the kid is trying to throw the ball to the coach, and the coach won't get off
his
phone.
Dad.
Is it his dad?
And he pegs him in the head with the ball. I like that.
Really? Smacks him. It's like basically.
But it's get off your phone. Our phones are so cool that you won't want to use it. You'll want
to
be with your family.
That they will let you do things without having to be staring at it all the time.
So it's touch.
It just sends the waves of whatever's happening on your phone. It just sends it straight to your brain.
Oh, so you just think, schedule the meeting with, and boom, schedule the lunch done. With
Jeff. You don't
Jeff
have to actually sit there
for next
and
Wednesday,
look at
and you
it.
Think it, and it just happens.
For next Wednesday, you're not going to be here next Wednesday.
I'll fly home.
Oh my god, you are boo boo the day.
Steak right here in my heart.
I'm going to bring you a steak.
It's going to go right through my heart.
All right, San Diego, Denver. Who you got, Jeff?
San Diego, baby.
Yeah, we both got the San Diego Superchargers.
But we're not sure about the 10 points, people.
Yeah, not sure
not
about,
sure
the,
about
10.
The 10 points. Might want to give that to Denver and see what happens.
All right, must-see games will start in New York, where the Jets host the Houston Texans.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. They finally get to come home, Steven. You look at your piece of papal all you want, but the Jets get to come home. 2 weeks on the road is tough, man. Going overtime against teams that you know that you're better than.
Yeah, I'm looking at my paper.
You look at your paper all you want, son, but if you want to do well, you listen
at
to
the
me.
Paper.
And you will stay away from the stinky poo-poo Houston Texans. They'll do nothing but hurt you. Nothing but hurt you. You seriously?
I got to do what
you're
the paper
taking
says.
Houston to
I
beat
gotta
the Jets?
I got to do what the paper
no,
says.
No, you don't. Are we in
yes,
Russia?
Yes, I do.
I don't
look,
think this is Russia. This is a free country.
I think last
I know,
week.
I know Russia's not a communist country.
The
I don't want emails.
I know the Houston Texans. They let one get away last week. And although we're finding out from the official, Carl Peterson, Carl Johnson.
Yeah, boring.
Carl dude, whatever
boring.
His name is.
Boring.
That reversal of the overturned call, because they had first called it no catch, no touchdown, Kevin Walter in the end
right,
zone. Was
right, right,
back
right,
and
right,
dropped the ball.
Right.
And he said the second motion, and it's a
right,
touchdown.
The second motion,
yeah,
right.
Carl Peterson, yeah, that was a bad call. That was wrong. They shouldn't have overturned it.
Well, but again, as we said on the last show, well, maybe we didn't say it on the show. Maybe we said it when we saw the game, right. Was that this is a makeup call for week one.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have.
I know there's no place in the NFL for makeup calls, but this is the same official with the same situation, and he got his butt ridden hard about not having that Kevin Walter touchdown be a touchdown because he was just getting up. And so he wasn't about to have that happen again on his watch, and so he...
But he was wrong, and now the official saying, the head official saying he was wrong.
Well, I didn't know that, but I'm glad that he's being consistent at least. I hate the rule, but be consistent.
The rule is the rule. I lost one of my one of the only prop bets that I lost.
Yeah,
being at Matt's house is because I said, "Oh no, that's not a catch."
Steven, I totally according to the rule.
Right, according to the rule. Right. Like, and then when he overturned it, I was like, "You gotta be kidding me, man! I just lost a dollar on that."
A dollar.
I was mad.
Sure.
I was mad because
it's a principle. It's a principle, and the principle was look. Most weeks, this is no longer a touchdown. Steve and I believe you break the plane with the ball.
It's a
and
touchdown.
You have possession.
Yes.
For a nanosecond, you have possession.
You've broken
it's a touchdown.
Because what do they say? The minute you break the plane, it's a touchdown.
But
the
that's
front
rushing.
Of the plane,
that's
just a little bit. Doesn't matter.
That's rushing.
Or receiving. Remember the 2-point conversion in the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts?
Absolutely.
Just last year. And the dude was falling down, and he caught the ball, and he's falling
stuck
down.
Stuck the
and
toes.
It just,
boom.
And
it don't matter what happens after
hand.
That. It don't matter. You can hit the ground and fall straight to hell. And
that's
the ball burns up. It's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
It's a touchdown. I don't care what happens once you hit the ground.
Well,
you had you possessed the ball. You stuck your toes. It's a touchdown.
Not anymore.
But that's going to change this offseason.
Yeah,
trust
probably.
You, me.
All right. So I've got Houston. Jeffrey has the New York Jets.
Jets.
And I would like to give you a great elaborate reason. I don't know exactly what I was thinking about 2.5 months ago when I made this pick.
The paper said so,
but
though.
The paper told me to. And you know what? I suspect the paper's going to be right. You know why?
Paper's always right.
And the fact that I think Houston is going to be a little bit upset that they let that one get away.
They're
last
upset,
week.
And I think that the wheels have come off. I think Gary
no, I
Kubiak,
think they play better when they're upset.
No.
Trust me, Jeff. They were losing 17-3 at halftime. What happened? They went to the locker room. They got upset. People started calling people out. Kubiak had an emotional, people going to start getting fired speech, and they went out and they caught up to the Jacksonville Jaguars just like that.
Yeah.
And they should have won
the
that
ending
game.
Was freaky.
Right. And it was freaky ending.
But again, that was the Jags.
That was the Jags.
Now they're going to New York to play the Jets.
A team that has struggled and has Jeffrey played two overtime games in a row, back to back. And this last one, they basically played five quarters. There was 16 seconds left on the clock. Yeah. Brother's going to be tired.
Brother is
if you don't
tired.
Think that that's going to affect them a little bit.
And he's hurt. He's got a hurt calf. But Schaub's got the Bursa sack.
Yeah, Bursa sack is all right.
Yeah.
Now, I will change this pick if it comes out and Schaub's not playing the game.
Well, duh. All right, Steven, if I so chose to make this the challenge game, which I very well probably will.
Right.
That's certain grounds for being released.
Yeah, right. If Schaub's gone, I'm changing.
But if Andre Johnson doesn't start, no. We draw the line. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
So, there it is.
Starting quarterbacks.
QBs.
All right. We move to St. Louis.
And if there's a plane crash, okay?
Where the Rams host the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, baby dolls.
You know you want to take the Rams.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes, I want to take the Rams.
But the paper says no.
The Falcons are the Falcons. And Matty Ice, I was getting really irritated with the nickname till I started watching him more closely.
Ice baby. Doom, 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 doom. That was a long time ago.
I'm just taking the beat and running with it.
But that was actually the beginning of Vanilla Ice.
I know. I actually knew that.
Yes.
Ed's not going to believe me.
Okay. It's going to be like, why is Jeff singing
white boy doesn't know that song?
Why is he singing Under Pressure?
No, he knows why I sing Under Pressure. The Vanilla Ice one is the one he wouldn't know that I knew. But it happens. It's mostly when I'm getting my hair cut. The girls listen to cool music when I'm getting my hair cut. And I'll be like, what's that? Tell me. So here we go.
I got Atlanta.
I got a tough time with this one, Steven.
I love Sam Bradford. I love that the Rams are 4-1 at home. And they do well when they play at home, much better than they do when they're on the road. But the fact of the matter is,
this is the freaking Falcons.
It's the talent level of these two teams.
You're outclassed, period.
And although Brad Bradford. I know that was wrong. Sam Bradford is making the case.
His name is kid Brad Bradford.
I know. But Sam Bradford is really, I think he's making the whole rest of the league and everybody think, okay, man, let's see. Over the last few years, we've had a Matt Ryan, a Flacco, a Sanchez.
Yeah.
Now you've got Sam Bradford. Oh, my gosh, Colt McCoy taking over for the Cleveland Browns, and now all of a sudden they're a legitimate football team. These young kids could come out and play football, man.
Some of them.
Who?
What's going to happen with Luck? What's going to happen when Luck comes out of Stanford?
We don't know yet, but you know what I'm going to expect? Luck's going to play some pretty good football.
Well, and that's what a lot of owners are going to expect, and that's why they're going to continue to get drafted in the top five. And they're going to continue to get paid a boatload of money.
Boatload.
This new CBA is going to change that, hopefully. I know Steven disagrees with me on that, but that's okay. No hard feelings.
It won't change it that drastically. I don't think so.
It trust me. I don't see. Well, we won't even get into
if
that.
If the owners want 18 games and all of this that they want and here and that and a money here and a money money there, money there,
tree.
Money there, money everywhere. Old McDonald had a farm. If that's what they want, then the players' association is going to say, hey, okay, you know, we'll give, but you know, you can't be doing this rookie free agent.
Capping rookies. Cap. You're not going to cap the rookies.
And if you're capping them, we'll let you cap maybe second rounders on down. But first rounders, that's what the kid,
they're
that's
untouchable.
What they made them. Yep.
Now, it's too imperfect a science. I'm sorry. There must be something
it's
in the realm of reasonable.
It's been too imperfect a science all our lives.
Uh-huh. And now we've got a chance to fix something that's been broken for a long time, which is that there's some guys that will never take the field but will walk away with 20-some million dollars in their pockets. And
that's not
cool.
Their fault.
I'm not assigning blame. I'm just saying it's not right.
I'm just saying that, you know what? The owners and their teams, the people that they pay a ton of money to do research on these kids, need to do a better job.
You can't assess whether someone's going to get hurt.
Well, you can't.
So you're saying it's just a calculated risk, cost of doing business.
Okay, so it's okay for the owner to say, you know what, here's a contract for 5 years, but if you get hurt, you get nothing. All right,
I think they're both screwed. I think a contract's a contract. That's got to get changed in the CBA.
And that's not going to get changed. So, you know what?
I live in a magical world.
Make your money when you can make your money.
I live in a magical world where it's fair.
Yeah, well, that magical world doesn't exist anywhere.
Well, that's why we're at the bargaining table. And I hope that they at least get it better.
Okay.
Don't get it perfect, but get it better.
So you got Atlanta too? You haven't said.
I have Atlanta.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
I really want to give you St. Louis. I'd be more than happy to give you the Rams.
You give me St. Louis, but you would be making an error.
Okay.
And you don't like doing that. You don't like making errors.
No, I don't. But I'll give it to you.
While I appreciate the
I'll give you the Rams and $5.
$5 now? Gone to the clip.
$4.
Singles?
Yeah, what do you want?
I hate singles.
Well, that's all I got. I don't got a $5
$4.
Bill.
I don't do that for $4. $5,
for
maybe.
For five, okay. Well,
now you know my threshold.
I could give you $5. I'll get another dollar right now.
I don't want quarters either. I'm going to end up with four singles and four quarters, and that's going to piss me off.
That's $5.
Yeah. That's not $5.
That's five.
That's money that the kids are going to come take out of my wallet. Kids don't take five spots. They take singles.
They don't take five spots.
Not without permission. Not without a really good reason. We've got a field trip, and I need money.
I know.
You know. You've got kids in school.
Carol, the other day. Oh, my gosh. What was it?
Was she taking money from me?
No,
she
no,
took
no.
10 from me
it
this morning.
Birthday. It was her birthday. Okay.
I don't care.
I was there. This is the morning when I brought her McDonald's for breakfast for
right.
her birthday, right?
Right.
And she's like, Dad, I need some money. I'm getting ready to go to school. And I'm like, Kara, it's your birthday, girl. Ask for $5. You know what? Ask for 10. And she's like, I can't ask for 10. She's
nice.
Like, I'll ask for 5. I can't ask for 10. Well, I can ask for 5. I'm like, yeah, ask for 5. Go, girl. Ask for $5.
And I gave it to her because it was her birthday.
You gave it to her because it was her birthday.
I said, go have fries with your friends
after
school.
After school, yeah.
You got
yeah.
three for lunch, and then you can go have fries after school with your friends.
Yeah. She's like, I can't ask for 10. I'm like,
see,
you can.
My kids
know.
Hell no.
Man, shoot.
No. It's.
I'll be like, Dad, it's my birthday, man. Come on.
Look, she's stepping up next year. She gets the big allowance, the big high schooler allowance.
Yes.
That's where you get the big chunk of change, but you got to pay for a lot of your stuff.
Yes, Elena.
As we try and teach
right
responsibility.
Now is at $2 every Friday, but she's doing stuff around the house.
Sure, she
now.
Should be doing
yep,
chores.
She's doing chores.
But with my kids, once you get in high school, you get $100 a month, but you have to pay for stuff.
Really?
Yeah. When you go out with your friends and stuff, it's on you.
So Jeff, check this out. So I did what you did with Jordan once.
Beat
with
the
Elena
out of him.
No, I went with. We were at Tommy Burgers. This
Told
past
me he was
weekend.
Adopted.
No, we were at Tommy Burgers this weekend. And, you know, they gave me these, you know, the hot chili peppers.
Right.
And
oh,
I was Elena.
I didn't do that to Jordan. I did that to James.
Oh, my. I was like, Elena, I'll give you $2 if you bite into this hot chili pepper. And she was like.
Oh, money to do it. Yeah, that was Jordan.
Yeah, that was Jordan. Yeah. And she was like, it's like $2. And then you're going to give me my $2 for the weekly. And I could get $4.
$4.
And so she's thinking about it. Just like, what are you doing? Trisha was kind of like over.
Nice.
She really wasn't hearing. She's like, what? She's like, no. I'm like, hey, this is
between my
daughter and I.
Stay out of this.
All right,
moment.
Stay out. And Trisha's like, I can't believe you're gonna. I'm like, Alana, it's very hot, but I'll give you $2 if you take a bite of it. And it is called food, by the way. You just need to, you know, take a bite of the little tip right there.
Yeah,
that's $2. She did it. Now, she struggled.
This is a jalapeno or a red pepper?
No, one of the yellow chili peppers.
Okay. Those aren't death.
It's pretty. It's not death.
But it's not like gung pao where it's red peppers.
Yeah, no.
It's,
oh, God.
That
I
was
would never
James.
Do that to her.
I did to James. I said,
for what?
Well, see, James is Japanese.
Yes.
And so I assume that he's had his share of Asian cuisine in his life. And
you made him have one of the red fireballs?
I understand that gung pao is Chinese.
Yes.
I understand that, and that's not the same as Japanese.
Right.
But it's like, come on, the dude's Asian. And so I'm like, hey, have you ever had one of these? He says, no. I said, you should try it. Popped it in his mouth, took a bite, and all those oils exploded in his mouth. And
That's not nice. No, this one, she actually had, you know, a couple gulps of water, and I was like, water's actually not good. You probably try some of your sister's milk.
You want milk.
She had some of your sister's milk, and she did it. She got her $4.
We didn't start the fire. I paid Jordan to eat escargot, and he liked it.
Geez.
What are you going to do when it's covered in butter and garlic? Anything tastes good.
That's true. All right, we both have the Falcons moving on to Cleveland at Jacksonville with the Jaguars looking for a little bit more miracle magic. You know what I found out about the Jags? They don't even practice the Hail Mary.
Yes, I'd heard that. You said that on the last show.
Did I?
I think so.
They don't practice it, Jeff.
No. Or maybe it was in PK's column.
Okay, yeah. It don't work.
Well, it's not that they don't practice it because it don't work. It's that it's dangerous. It's mostly a safety
issue.
Like it has got such a low probability of success, and someone's going to get hurt because you got all these bodies cramming around the ball down there. Someone's going to turn an ankle.
Yeah,
and it's like no, so we're just not even going to practice it. But they knew their positions. They know it on paper, and they actually ran it pretty well. They were missing one guy. They were missing the trailer, who was supposed to come behind the first guy that's supposed to tip the ball.
Right,
and the guy who was supposed to tip the ball ended up catching it. It was Thomas ended up catching the ball because it was hit right into his freaking arm instead of straight down. Durr.
All right, who do you got here?
I'm rolling with the Jags at home.
You are rolling with the, you know what? I have twice said I'm going to go with this team, and then like right before the game, I changed to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that this time.
You're
gonna
I'm going straight with Cleveland. All right. The 3-6 Brownies get Stephen Love on the road at Jacksonville.
They have made a believer out of Miranda.
Jacksonville.
And the fact of the matter is they actually really should have won that game last week against the Jets. They didn't, and that's all right. But they're learning. They're learning, and they're playing
good
football.
Second game on the road in consecutive weeks is tough this late in the season, especially for a young team.
They're on the road. They were at home last week.
I misspoke.
That's okay. It happens.
That factored into my decision a little bit.
Ah, so see, now you're being swayed.
Well, I am a little bit because I believe Cleveland is an up-and-coming team. I believe in the Jags. By the way, the most likely, according to Peter King, the most likely team to move to L.A. is the Chargers now?
Yes. They want a new stadium. Qualcomm's an awful stadium, dude.
We've been there.
Yes, I know.
I remember, you know, that was that the first time we were press? Was the Chargers game?
Yes.
Might have been. And I remember just thinking, wow, what a hole.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been there as a fan, too.
I've been there for baseball games. You know, I've been there for football games, but I've never been in the press box. And then you get down below in the bowels where they do the conferences.
Yeah.
Press conferences. And I'm just like, really? This is pretty dumpy.
Yeah.
This is this.
Pretty dumpy.
Don't make me do my Adam Schein impersonation.
So I've got Cleveland. Jeff's got the
Jags. I've got the Jaguars right now.
Moving on to Tennessee, where the Titans host the Washington Redskins and the return of Bubba Butt.
I'm not a Bubba Butt. You're a Bubba Butt. You know, so Albert Haynesworth comes out today and says he actually misses, you know,
yes, I wish I was still
down
in Tennessee.
There. Yeah.
I love that people.
Yeah.
I love the people down there.
You're doing your little Elvis since
you know why? Because, they let me lay on the floor. And, you know, I just roll around the floor and I still make my $100 million.
Act like a beach whale. I got Tennessee.
I still can't believe it. I still look at that video.
Where he doesn't get up?
Yeah. And I was like.
I scream and swear.
I had to tweet back to Sam Farmer. I was like, Sam, I know I could do that for $100 million.
Hell, I could lay on the ground.
Shoot.
I can do it right now. Watch that. I'm going to lay on the ground.
I take one step forward. The offensive line hits me. I go down to the ground, and I just lay down there for a little while.
What if he was actually concussed?
No, he wasn't.
And unconscious, Steven?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But what if?
Okay, well, then that would have been pretty bad. And
see?
Yeah.
See?
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't. So, that being said, I got the Tennessee Titans winning at home.
So do I. So do I. I don't think I'll pick the Redskins the rest of the week.
The rest of the year.
The rest of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That takes us to Minnesota, where the Vikings host the Green Bay Packer.
Turnabout's fair play is what they say.
And before Brett Favre takes the field, he's going to walk over to Green Bay and he's going to say,
I think I need a hug.
I thought he was going to pull a Haynesworth and go, I kind of miss that place.
No, I suspect Favre doesn't miss any place other than his home and his
Hattiesburg,
bed.
Mississippi.
That's right.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But, you know,
Stephen? What didn't I
What
know?
Would the league be without Brett Favre? I say meaningless.
Well, I've got to play this every week because his days are numbered.
The league will become meaningless.
That's
at the
why
end of
I'm going to keep playing this clip. I'm not sure it goes to the end of the season, Stephen. I don't know that he. What point? How many games
I'm
in a row is he
sure.
at?
I'm,
Where does he hit 300? Isn't he just like 4 weeks away?
Yeah, he's 4 weeks away.
See, I think 300.
He
just taps.
And he's like,
I'm out. I'm done.
I'm done.
Especially when this team will be mathematically eliminated.
Right. And then do you? Think
and then they'll
like,
spin it that we really need to because I'm not coming back. And I made it clear to Bob Costas. I said no, no. I actually said it twice.
You
in response to my coming back to Mooch on NFL Network, because I made it so clear, and my word is always gold when
he's
I say
not,
no.
He's
I,
not coming back.
So no, I believe that too. But he's
there
gonna say
be no
because I'm
watch.
So clear about that. I think it's only fair for the organization that I step aside and Tavares Jackson be given a fair chance to grow.
Once he
with
gets
this
300
team.
Consecutive.
Well, that's a coincidence, Stephen.
Is it?
No.
Okay. No.
But I think that's how it's going to play out, and that's how it's going to be spun, especially if they lose this game.
For the
and
last
become mathematically
three
eliminated.
Games that Minnesota and Brett Favre have played the Packers, I've taken
you have.
Brett Favre.
Every time.
And
that ends here.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Brett Favre has been great. I'm glad that he beat him those two times last year.
Oh, yeah. Today, we no, that there. Was terrific. And I'm very happy for him. But the fact is, the magic has run out.
I'm taking Brett Favre.
You are not.
I am. Look at what I'm doing.
You're going to change it. You're just doing it for a comic effect.
No, there's no comic. I'm doing Brett Favre. I'm going to take the Vikings.
You're an idiot.
And then he's going to hang it up after this game. He's going to beat the Packers one last time. Say, I got you 3 out of 4. Peace. And we'll walk out. You're going to be done. Take that, Packers, you stinking idiots. 3 out of 4, out. And that fourth one that I lost really wasn't my fault. I mean, just look at the game.
Okay. Moving on, Tampa Bay at San Francisco.
The 49ers. I really thought this was going to be a road game for the 49ers, but now that they're at home, it's going to be easy.
You think you might take them now that they're at home?
I was going to take them on the road anyways.
I wasn't going to take them on
the
road.
Now it's a lot easier now that they're at home.
Trust me. Now that they're at home, I got no issues taking them. Tampa Bay's making that very difficult trip that I don't think young teams do well with. And Tampa Bay,
nothing away
respect
from
respect them a ton.
Nothing to take away from the Tampa
Wish
Bay Buccaneers.
Them nothing but good
but,
things.
But, you know, cross-country travel, coming into hostile environment, Troy Smith now, he's starting to ingrain himself as the starter there, and they really seem to respond to him.
They do.
Is moving the offense, especially when they need him to move the offense.
What's interesting is that the defense is playing better with him there.
That's
he's
true,
got
too.
Everybody excited. And I tell you, for to have excitement in there and to see Michael Crabtree excited is rare. And we haven't even seen him go deep to Ted Ginn yet, and that's coming. You know that's coming. So this is going to be a good one, and I look forward to watching this one. And,
all right. We only have one game of importance, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And that's the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Now, I'm not sure why it's a game of importance, because I got Kansas City winning pretty handily.
Okay, I'm changing back to Green Bay.
I knew you would. That's why I just moved on, because it'd save us a lot of time. It wasn't funny to me. Therefore, it was move on time. Because
yeah,
it's all about me.
It is. It is. I've got far too many road teams.
Yeah, dog. I've got just the right amount. I've got perfection. Yeah. Perfection. Dude, we're on Arizona and Kansas City, and you're explaining why it's a game of importance.
Well, Kansas City is tied for first place in their division.
And they're going to handle Arizona just fine.
Arizona's one game back in their division.
Arizona is a bad football team.
Okay.
And they're going on the road to play in a hostile environment.
I don't know if you saw the Kansas City Chiefs get whooped by like 55 points last week.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Yeah.
But Arizona's a bad team.
They got whooped by 55 points too.
On the road.
No, at home.
Did I misspeak again?
Yeah.
the refresh me about last week's game.
Arizona got whooped at home by Seattle.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Kansas City.
Kansas City got whooped on the road by Denver.
The Broncos came in and rolled them.
No, on the road. On the road. Kansas City was on the road.
That's Arizona what I said. Was at home.
Well, listen to what I'm saying.
Well, you're talking about two things simultaneously, so you just pick which one works.
Okay.
All I'm saying is Kansas City got whooped up on the road, and so I'm not as concerned about that now that they're back at home in the friendly confines of, I forget the name of their stadium. Dang it. That's too bad.
Arrowhead.
Arrowhead. Thank you. Arrowhead Stadium. They are happy as clams there. They love it. They love it. And look, the fans love them. They love the fans. They're doing, I'm not even going to say that they're fast, but they are.
I got the Chiefs. I would like to, I don't know.
Arizona's poop. They've got a long way to go.
See, this game scares me.
Drac is Drac is Drac.
The Chiefs have fallen back down to reality.
Fine.
Back to reality. Oh, there it comes.
Comes up back to reality. Oh, there it comes.
No, that does not work. We don't ever do that again, Jeffrey.
Well, I don't even know the song, so I was just trying to play along, Steven.
I know, but the moves that you were doing, they can't see the moves.
The moves stay. The moves are me.
Oh, God, don't ever do that again.
No white man overbite, but everything else. Got the arms.
All right. We have three of them this week, and it's the Jeffrey Ellis sponsored nap game.
Let it go. Let's hear it. Let's feel the richness. Oh, there's one more in there. I know there is. Oh, yeah.
Was it That's nasty, you? Man.
Yep. And you know what? It hasn't bothered anyone this week.
I can't wait till we go to the Super Bowl. And
we get our own rooms at David's house.
We're in our own rooms. I don't have to hear that, man.
And, Steven, I'll feel better.
I cannot wait.
I'll feel better knowing that you don't have to hear that. But mind you, I haven't bothered anybody this week with it.
Yes, because your wife is gone.
I know. Wasn't that good?
And you're feeling sad.
No, lonely.
Okay, lonely.
Not sad. I'm actually
You don't
enjoying.
Get sad when you're lonely?
No.
I kind of get sad when I'm lonely, but I'm never really lonely. My girls are always on top of me.
There you go.
They just jump on me. If I'm feeling lonely, I'm like, come on. She just comes running out of nowhere.
I know.
Just like magical. And it's like, boom, and she jumps on me. You know, then I'm no longer lonely.
Happiest moment of my day today?
Yeah.
Seeing your daughter sleeping there. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Uncle Jeff.
And I brighten my day. Yep. Best part of my day.
She is such a free spirit, yep. Man. She just...
For better or for worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is both.
Absolutely, it is both.
But you know what? She brings such a spark to a room.
I love it when I go to... So I went to pick her up from daycare today. And she just comes running out of nowhere. I didn't even see her. And then all of a sudden I just hear, Papa, Papa. And she just jumps on me. And the next thing I know, she's clinging to my neck. Uh-oh, you look serious.
No, I just got a text.
Let's get serious.
I got a text from Dee Dee.
Let's get serious.
She says, I'm so tired. It's 11 o'clock. And she's been having meetings all day and then meetings all night up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tired. Called the kids. Said goodnight. Hope you had a good show. Must go to sleep now. Love you. So now I'm a little sad.
See, now you're sad and lonely.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely. What was
so
that?
So lonely. That was Kim Jong-il from...
Team America
World
Police.
I've got a
Police.
Huge announcement to make on that uh-oh. Department, but uh-oh. I got to finish texting the wife. Love you, too.
All right. Don't tell me what you're texting her,
miss
please.
Miss you. Here's a special photo... that Brett Favre inspired. I'm kidding.
All right, there you go.
But okay, so check this out. Opening this spring in New York City, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have put together their first Broadway musical.
Okay.
The creators of South Park, The Book of Mormon, being produced by one of the people that did Avenue Q.
Very interesting.
Co-produced by the person who did Team America.
World Police.
This is going to be hysterical and wrong. That's all we guarantee.
It's
going to
be wrong.
Avenue Q was hysterical and wrong. Team America was hysterical and wrong. Steven, there was the one scene where you and I were holding each other up in the movie theater so we would not fall out of our chairs during Team America.
Yeah.
That's just priceless stuff. Anyways, where are we? Where are
Kansas
we,
babe? City.
Kansas City, like them, picked them.
All right, nap game.
We already played the sound.
That's right. Cincinnati hosting the Buffalo Bills.
Cincinnati, you enjoy this win because they are few and far between these days.
So it looks like we both got Cincinnati.
But look, if Buffalo... No.
You got Buffalo?
Maybe I clicked wrong. But that's how little I think of Cincinnati, man. Wow. Okay, mark me down. I'll evaluate later, but mark me down as a difference here.
Jeff's got...
I got the Bills. I got to go with the sheet right now because thought did go into this. I am amongst...
Jeff's got Buffalo. I got Cincinnati.
I'm amongst the 13% that are taking the Bills right now.
Oh, I dare you to make that the nap game.
The nap game? It's a nap. I double dare you. It is a nap game.
Okay, I dare you to make that the challenge game.
I did know what you mean, and I'm not just being a jerk. I was just having fun. No, nap games, no. You kidding? The Bills
challenge
and the
game.
Bengals?
Challenge game.
No.
I might change all my other
Houston.
Picks. I might change all my other picks to be
well,
exactly
you should,
as
just
you.
So that you could
just
do
so
better.
Just so you could do Buffalo and
I just
Cincinnati.
Want your picks to do better, dude. I want you to, you know,
man,
be great.
You have no idea what you're talking about. I was better than you last week.
1 week.
And I'll
it's
be
not
better
a season make.
And I will be better than you this
How
week.
How many games did you trail me by, son?
Down to
How
seven.
Many? How many? Seven. Seven.
Just remember you had double digit lead at one point.
I did.
It's down to seven.
Vaporized.
After this week, 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll be down to 3.
I wish I was scared.
You better be.
I wish I were.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, shoot. I'm doing rock, paper, scissors, dude.
Why?
I don't know. It just seemed like something good to do.
All right. So you've got Buffalo. I've got Cincinnati. Moving on to Carolina, where nothing would be finer than to see anything but a Panther football game.
True that. There's got to be nicer things to do than to see a Panthers football game.
They host the Baltimore Ravens.
But you know what? You get to see the Ravens.
Baltimore. There you go.
Big fun.
That's all we're going to say.
Baltimore. Detroit at Dallas. Steven, I get the feeling part of the reason that some of these gags are falling a little limp is because I think you're doing the show still, but I think inside you're like, I am totally, totally fried. I think that's what's going on because I'm like waiting for the spark. And I think...
You just want a spark. I'm giving you the show.
No, you are.
Yes.
But that's it. You're just doing the best you can. I think that's it.
Okay.
And now, for the listeners, I think they're enjoying it for completely different reasons.
Right.
But I'm just realizing that that's what's going on.
Whatever.
You're just...
Make a pick.
The finish line's like freaking right there.
Hosting the Detroit Lions.
I'm going with the boys.
What?
Of course I'm taking the boys.
Come on, take Detroit. You know,
they're at home.
You never take Dallas. You hate Dallas.
I hate Dallas,
then
but I
why
take
are you
them
taking
frequently.
Them this week? Don't take them this week.
Because they're going to get their second win? Third win? Whatever it is. Third win.
Come on.
Yeah, Detroit's
you want
coming
Detroit.
To town.
Yeah, Sean Hill.
Yeah, Sean Hill.
Megatron. How are they going to defend Megatron?
Yeah. Well, not with that secondary. Not with that secondary.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Look, they're going to unleash. I believe Dez Bryant is, gosh, he's terrific. He is terrific. I am digging on. They need to get that running game established, though. That's one. Jason Garrett needs to do a little bit more there.
ATDs for a rookie. I'm he's got my vote for rookie of the year.
That catch last week against the helmet.
Which one?
The one against the helmet that he brought into his hands on his it was a little Tyree-ish.
Yeah.
And gosh, it was spectacular in the end zone. So no, I got the Cowboys. And I'm wishing them well.
All right, so four games. I've got the Colts, you've got the Patriots, I've got the Giants, you've got the Eagles, I've got Houston, you've got the Jets, I've got Cleveland, you've got the Jags, you've got Buffalo, I've got Cincinnati.
Definitely going J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I got to switch this color code here around.
That's burnt umber.
Me just a little bit. You've got Jacksonville, I've got Cleveland, and you got Buffalo, I got Cincinnati.
We differ on five games, people, five games.
Now,
and
remember,
no paper's
you,
going
you
to
make
save your
the,
life.
You make the challenge game. Houston Jets, but if there is no
Matt
Bursa
Schaub,
sack
absolutely.
Man,
if sackless is sackless,
you'll have to change that.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you go fly with a guy who doesn't know where the end zone ends.
Exactly.
It's not Canadian field, dude. Dude.
Although there's been talk about extending the field for player safety. Did you hear that?
That eluded me completely.
That came out this week.
When?
The NFL is thinking about it. It's an idea they're tossing around.
Please shoot me a link about that.
Wider field, player safety, there wouldn't be so many hard collisions.
Sorry, the most dangerous collisions happen over the middle of the field, and now you're making the middle of the field bigger. Or are you saying you're spreading out the middle of the field?
You're spreading out the middle of the field.
Okay,
so
it's not as condensed.
Exactly.
Interesting. I would love to read about that, Steven, so if you can shoot me a link, that'd be cool.
I will shoot you a link.
Coolios.
May not be till this weekend, but I'll shoot you a link.
People, send Steven at RARN.net email. Thank you for playing hurt and for surviving.
All right. Well, at least I get a much needed
rest. You get
rest.
A break. You get a break.
Yes.
We will be doing Sky Sport News at
Friday?
8:45.
8:45
hopefully with
p.m.
Jim
UK
White.
Time. And we'll be on at 8:10 radio, right? Try and get that done.
If that's what you need, then tomorrow is my phone day.
Yeah,
that's
we're 8:45 p.m., which is 12:45 our time. Then we need to go 12:10 here. 8:10
there you go,
radio.
There you go. And I think the studio had asked us to move into the 11 o'clock hour so that things would be better. I think that's
our
where
studio?
That all I think that's where it all started.
Yeah, but
all
the
nonsense. Because they were getting bookings that would
Sky
pay more.
Can't move us in the 11 o'clock.
I know. They did for like 1 week, and then they started their special soccer show that interfered with our with everything that was working just fine.
Right.
That started interfering with that. But our studio asked us to move earlier so that we wouldn't be conflicting because financially it's more viable for them to take other deals.
Yes.
And there's a lot of demand on the studio starting at noon. That's their problem. But hopefully it doesn't impact us too much.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Now we got a business meeting done. You guys have been great for hanging in there with us.
Friday, Sky Sports News Radio and Sky Sports News.
And remember, Sky Sports News Radio, always on the internet.
Always on the internet.
It's so easy.
Skysports.com/radio.
Radio. Couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be.
You can listen anywhere.
I suspect we need to throw a link up on our website for that. How about that?
That would be very smart, and I bet that Mark would appreciate it.
That would be smart. All right, this all the time we have. Jeffrey and I differ on 5 games, which means that after this weekend, Steven will only be 4 games.
It'll be week
12, games
and he'll still be trailing. How sad.
Yeah, but only 2 games.
Still
after
sad.
You had double-digit lead.
It's sad for you, Steven.
And I have a 2-game lead in the challenge game, which you're not saying much about, but hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
This is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Especially after Houston takes care of the Jets this week.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take a 3-game lead. Woo, daddy.
That little person that celebrates in the press box?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it's laughing its ass off.
Really?
You. Yes.
Is he?
But you're sick, so I can. So
go
do
ahead
it
and laugh at me if you want. Yes, I'm sure you've all heard this one, people. He who laughs last
laughs last.
Best. And I'm going to be laughing a lot better than that little puny laugh. And Jeffrey, don't be sad if you know if you hear Chrissy or Nipper or
I'll listen to the dang show.
You know who replaces you for a week? It's
as
only
long
for
as
a
it's
week.
Just for a week, I'm good.
It's for a week.
I want the show to go on, Stephen. By all means.
Yeah, there needs to be some kind of preview show.
I totally agree.
Although Chrissy's actually doing a Quentin Tarantino film in Georgia.
Georgia.
Or Memphis.
Georgia.
One of those cities over there.
Nipper's got to be around. He should be in town.
Nipper's, I think, getting ready to go to Michigan.
Why? To find his bike?
Michigan, Ohio State.
That was Chicago. Sorry.
He went to Michigan. And it's Michigan, Ohio State weekend. He might be going to the game.
Still, he'll be back to do a show.
Maybe. I will put feelers out.
I'm going to make it really uncomfortable for him and say, Nipper Nap is going to be on next week.
There you go. So, and if you're a listener and you want to come do the show with me.
Yeah, come on
out. If you find yourself out in the Pasadena area. Shoot me an email.
You're going to frustrate the heck out of Yusuf, who just is going home tomorrow.
Yes, Yusuf actually owed
Bad
me
timing.
Dinner, and he was going to take me to dinner tonight, but he couldn't. Because
I'm really sick, and I got a show to do.
Yes.
And I really can't do either, but I'm going to do the show.
Yeah. So
sucks.
So anyways, he owes me a dinner, and he said next time he's out, which will probably be in June, he will take me out to dinner.
All right.
I said, or if I get to London before you, then, take me out to dinner in London.
There you go.
That's all the time we have, people. Este es Esteban Miranda.
And?
I love winning, man.
You know
what
I'm saying?
It's more better than losing.
It's like better than losing.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night. Is this show presented by a letter?
For all of our British fans, it's presented by the letter Z.
And the number 7.